What's Up Fandom Night, episode 27. What's Up Livecast 1. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
This is the very first ever live podcast. I don't think that we're going to get very many people in here, but who knows? Who knows how this is going to go? I got a really fast cloud running around. He's on some kind of crack. So, William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Sud level Sario.
Shane McCree, Snacks. Photo guy.
Scott Action Jackson.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
Okay, so easiest way
and
to
I got
run
mini
this.
Marshmallows.
We're gonna do a what's up.
And I got booze.
May as well get a what's up in here. So, who wants to go first?
I just got back from a family reunion a couple days ago. That was fun.
I see.
First vacation I've had in like 10 years.
That's a long ass time.
Yeah, no fucking joke. Needed some time off. Needed to get away, recharge the batteries. Something cracking, but I, you know, didn't get around to that.
Oh, I see.
I keep meaning to, I just never do.
Sometimes that's the way it is, man.
Been playing a shit ton of Final Fantasy 14.
I've noticed. I've not been.
Yeah,
what's
I
up
know
there,
you
Savage Review?
Welcome to the What's Up test.
Testes. 1, 2, 3.
No, not a Micah checker.
Oh, wow.
Wow, what, guy?
Okay, there we go. Oh, I just got the stream up and running.
Yeah, okay. I've been watching it for a couple seconds.
Somebody doesn't have something going through their headset.
Why not?
Come on, you're up on the what's up. Unless anybody has a topic to throw down on us.
I've just been basically playing some games. Got the season pass for Fallout 4. Beat Doom.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, the new Turtles game. We've actually got somebody that's played that, actually. We could talk a little bit about it. Scott, tell us about Turtles.
Oh, well, the Turtles game. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants in Manhattan, which is kind of its own, I guess, multiverse turtle world.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, most people remember the Turtles Forever special, right?
Right.
Where there's, like, turtles from different universes. And I'm guessing that's where this kind of takes place, is in a different one as well.
Oh, yeah, I can't get through that.
Even though Nickelodeon's name is on it, along with Activision.
Okay.
Well, of course. Nickelodeon owns Turtles now.
Yeah. But you do get to play as the four turtles, like usual. Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael. The downfall, no co-op couch play.
Okay, but can you co-op, online?
Yeah, that's it.
That's not necessarily a game breaker. I mean, I enjoy co-op couch play myself, but, I mean, as long as it's there, is the co-op four? Like, can you get all four turtles type of thing?
You can. I think it's within... own turtle from your own game, but you can't be Leonardo if somebody else is picking Leonardo, so...
Right, but you can get all four turtles, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can actually change the loadout onto, like, the moves that he has from your own game. So if you have, like, a super shuriken, like, level 4 on your guy, you can carry it over into somebody else's game, as far as I know.
I see.
Right. Well, I was about to say, I almost bought me up some Ninja Turtle cereal while I was at the store.
I saw that.
That would've been awesome.
I saw that. There was something else there, too. What all did you see?
Ninja Turtles, fucking, Civil War, not a joke, fucking, Avengers, like, Civil War cereal, and then I ended up picking up the Batman side of Batman v Superman cereal, because it's chocolate and fuck you. And then, I'm a fat kid, I gotta have chocolate, damn it. And then, I picked up, what was it? Oh, the Yoda box of the Star Wars cereal, because marshmallows for the win.
Okay, what, Savage just said, upgraded weapons and tech can be used online. What's that mean? What can you upgrade and do in the Turtles game? Is that what he's talking about?
Kinda. I know that there's things in the game called, charms that you can attach to your characters. And they can boost up your strength and stuff like that, including some odd things like searching for additional hidden items.
Okay.
But as far as the weapons themselves, I haven't come across that part yet.
Huh. But then that means that each turtle can basically be kind of customized and worked on and upgraded then?
Yeah, they have a section not only during the store and menu, but during the main menu, you can go into called like a turtle tutorial.
All right.
You can select your own turtle, his moves, and his charms skills.
Okay, that's not a bad thing then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, weren't you talking about that on the last What's Up we did, where you were like, yeah, doing the tutorial stuff, it's kind of fun, but kind of a pain in the ass?
Yeah, kind of. Because the tutorial, you start off playing as... When I was playing it, I started as Leonardo. And then a little while after learning stuff, then you can change as the other turtles.
Who's got the hardcore gaming going on right now?
I'm guessing Seth.
Oh, probably me, my bad.
I tried saying that earlier, but nobody listened.
Look, I thought I turned the shit down.
No, I heard
you. Besides, I'm drunk. It was a long fucking day, and like I said, 32 ounces of vodka and lemonade.
Okay, well, Savage says that you can buy upgrades, so then, so do you get money, or is it, like, bought with, like, an experience point value?
You kind of get some points for your battles and stuff in the game, and then you can go back to the lair and buy some additional, well, kind of additional weapons and stuff, like additional weapons, additional pizza to help your health during the boss battles.
New weapons.
And I know that you can actually go back through the levels once you beat them in the story mode to actually help level up your moves and some of your, I just lost it.
Seems like overall this is a better version of the Tragic that we played.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is all starting to sound vaguely familiar.
Sounds a lot like that Out of the Shadows, but done right.
From what I've seen, Out of the Shadows looked better than this, though.
Well, looks was definitely not all there. Oh, my God. Man, trust me. Oh, that game was some kind of awful.
But it is fun having kind of...
And you're the one who was posting pictures in the fucking Facebook group page about graphics doesn't make it a good game. Yet you're going to bitch about the way that it looks? Really, guy?
What?
Fucking Scott posted a fucking picture in the Facebook group page being like, just because fucking brand new graphics doesn't mean it's a good game. And now he's sitting here like,
game was he talking about?
Don't look good.
What game?
No, it's a fucking meme. It was like one of those fucking, like, Super Mario Brothers 3 was a great game, but it looked like shit type of thing. Or do you not pay attention to the Facebook group page?
Well, I do, and I post that because of the Mario games, but...
Well, I know like you I said, do, but I'm talking to Bill here.
Yeah, I guess it depends throughout the course of the day, but when there's quite literally 70-something posts and I'm at work for 10 hours, no, it depends on the time you're talking about, but yes, I pay attention to that group page probably more than a good portion of the people do.
But I was going to say that it is fun having this kind of open area where you can go explore some parts of Manhattan and sometimes the subway and in the sewers, but sometimes it does have what normal games usually have, and that's those occasional invisible walls that stop you from going to certain areas.
Well, that just kind of happens simply so that way then they don't have to program an entire massive world map like, you know, a Skyrim or a fucking any form of Bethesda game. Although even then, those still have those fucking invisible walls where it's like, turn back, you can't go that way.
So I have, it's definitely off topic, but I'm curious. Does anybody actually know anything about the Star Trek Online? I mean, how it actually works, how it plays, what it's like?
I played it way, 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 way back when.
Right.
And the only thing I really remember from it was a very terrible experience on an away mission. It was like a pseudo third-person shooter, but it wasn't that good.
Oh, well, I haven't seen anything like that.
As soon as you said an away mission, I was like, oh, God.
Well, I'm pretty sure they've changed it a lot since then. Because this was also the beta.
Oh, then yeah, they definitely have changed it since then.
Yeah, it's changed outrageously since then.
It was just like, yeah. It was bad enough for me to go, yeah, I don't think I'll be playing this.
See, I'm really interested,
like,
but at the same time, I'm worried about it. Like, okay, I'm really excited for the idea of, like, making a Starfleet officer, and I looked up a couple of things. There's two different, like, modes. There's a space mode, and then there's also, like, away mission modes. And away mission modes usually, like, they deal with building a team, and then they follow your traditional MMO standards where one guy might be an enforcer, another guy might use type of shield technologies and things like that, another guy might be a doctor on the field that can actually, like, heal you during, you know, the away missions or deal with certain situations and stuff like that. But then I've seen something that confuses me because I've seen, like, ships fighting Borgs, and what confuses me about that is not every single person on the server can be flying around in a ship. Otherwise, there's like 52 million galaxy classes floating around.
To get galaxy class, you have to do an asinine amount of stuff.
So how do ships work at all?
I think you start off with like a Defiant or something stupid.
Well, you
but
say
everyone
you.
Can fly around.
Okay. Now here's the reason I'm confused or wondering, because like with what you just said, if all of us just have our own ship, something about that seems weird to me, because in an MMO fashion, one of the things I've been seeing online is that there are people walking around on ships like galaxy classes doing jobs, like walking around and working on panels and stuff like that, and it's in game. So what's really confusing me the most here is how does that work? Because if I'm in a ship battle, do I just have to, like, do me and you and Shane and Seth all have our own ship, or are we in a company where somehow what we do in the game inside of the ship produces the battle on the outside?
I would guess maybe a little bit of both. Might be possible.
I'd have to fiddle with it again. I could probably just get it on Steam and fiddle with it a little bit.
It is a free MMO now, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, the only reason I'm really curious is because it's coming. It's coming to the PlayStation here in like the fall.
So it's going to be another one of those DCUO things.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm massively interested, just if nothing else, for the fact that it's Star Trek. And it also brings up the idea, at least for me, that it would be so cool to be able to live out my fan fictions. Like, if we could, like, if there was something kind of like in Final Fantasy 14, which I don't know how this game works at all, but, like, you know how, like, if we could all join a troop or a whatever it is, however Star Trek would reference it, and then if we have to buy a ship or something, like, kind of like how you buy the company houses or whatever, you know, which those are incredibly expensive, but I'm just referencing in general. Well, it would
also
be interesting.
If you can happen to find land.
Right, but that's why it makes me wonder how that situation is handled, because when I look at clips, I see Sovereign classes flying around, and if everybody can just have a Sovereign class, something about that seems less epic to me, because what is the point of going up in rank for captain or anything else if I can just be a cadet with my friggin' Defiant class flying around? Because Worf didn't get a Defiant till he was a captain.
As I said, it's been forever since I tried it, so I can download it, and if anything, when I get off work on Saturday, depending on what you're doing, I could pop over with my laptop, we could check it out. Because I have to open Saturday now, so I'll be
Saturday,
off at 5.
Saturday, I have an outrageously busy schedule. I don't know what that's going to look like.
Well, I got Sunday off. How about that? We'll figure something out. I need to quit eating these damn marshmallows.
Yeah,
I've eaten
half
a bag of marshmallows. I'm going to be sick as a dog. It's totally worth it. Bill.
Yeah.
I have to actually start reading the manga or deal with Japanese dubbed anime now.
Okay, why?
Because I downloaded a demo for a game, right?
What?
It's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh my god.
It was pretty cool. I did it on a whim because I was like, yeah, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Right.
It's pretty hardcore epic.
It's pretty fucking sweet. And I was like, if the anime / manga is as cool as this shit, I need it.
Well, speaking of anime / manga, they're not up yet, but they are recorded. The first four chapters of Dragon Ball Z, the manga review, is going to be going up on Pages of Fandom. And those are turning out to be pretty good episodes. We're breaking down Dragon Ball Z one chapter at a time. We go across the chapter with a synopsis. Right after the chapter, we go into everybody that read the book gets to bring up points that they noticed, and we've done all kinds of talks already. Like, one of the talks that we did was, why does Raditz assume that Goku is even on the planet? Could Goku have actually taken the planet? Could Goku have destroyed Earth? And all these other little things that we talk about.
And why the fuck is there a moon?
Yeah, we also talk about why is the moon there.
To piss you off.
But that's...
No, Rangers,
that's gonna be,
don't view.
That's going to be
Sorry,
going up.
Show.
And aside from that, I've started mass recording my comic book commentaries. So I've got a lot of those that are going to be going up on my channel soon.
Oh crap, I gotta start on that too. I don't know if I'm going to do multiple things.
Oh, yeah. I ain't about that one.
In all honesty, I'm not 100% sure in terms of, like, is there a reason that you want to read the manga or whatever? I mean, for the would it help
what?
For
oh,
the game?
For JoJo's?
Or, yeah, what's going
no,
on?
It just, the game seemed really cool, and I was like, well, you know, if this is how over the top it is in the game, I want to see how ridiculous it actually gets.
Okay. Yeah, I can't argue with that.
It seems like it could be hilariously awesome.
Man, I don't think I've ever read any of that.
Amazingly, I've subscribed to Did You Know Anime off of YouTube, and they actually just did an episode on it. And they said that a lot of the stuff, like, between both the show, the movies, and the manga had to be changed, because in the manga, the guy who writes it is actually, like, a hardcore music fan, so he makes a whole lot of references to different, you know, like, songs and shit like that.
Okay.
Well, then when it comes over to the anime, yeah. Yeah.
What?
But they said that when it comes to the anime, they had to change so much shit so that then they wouldn't have to worry about copyrights and shit. Like, a lot of the stuff, some of the songs, like the bands, like the bands will freak out and be like, yeah, let's sue the fuck out of them. So they were like, okay, let's change shit. So like, I can't remember a good enough example. But I know they changed like somebody's moveset to being like a completely different song or reference, simply to make sure that they wouldn't get sued by the band.
Now, you see, this is one of those things that makes me appreciate... I watch and read the shit out of Genshiken. And one of the coolest things about Genshiken is that the creator talks about all kinds of other animes and shit like that, but he has to alter their names and change some of their substance in order for him to be able to talk about them, and if you figure out what he's talking about, then more power to you. But in the case of Gundam, he did not have to do that because the original creator of Gundam, or rather the man who's writing the Gundam Origin books right now, is a fan of Genshiken and just told the dude straight out, dude, just say Gundam.
Nice.
And what's really cool about that is now, like, there's been episodes where they make Gunpla models. And
stupid
they work
turtles
on things like making goofs or talking about, like, could Amuro do this or anything like that. And as a special nod to him, there was a question at the end of every Gundam Origin book. There's a special end piece that's added where somebody gets a chance to work with the legend that is writing the Gundam Origin books, which, just so you know, in case you ever want to look up this guy's work, because he is an absolute master. Like, he's one of the greatest anime artists of all time. He's Yoshikazu Yoshihiko. He is shocking. I'm telling you, he'll blow your mind with what he does, because he's famous for, he doesn't do outlines, he doesn't do traces, he doesn't prep the page, and he does no blueprints. He just takes his pen, puts it on the paper, and draws the manga. And he only uses one pen. He uses no shaders, no special effects, no computers. He just uses one pen and draws the entire manga from start to finish. And it is mind-blowing what this guy does. But at the end of his book, you get a chance to, if he likes your work, he's been inviting other manga artists to draw in the back of his books for like the last 10 pages, that they can do something. And one of the guys he went and asked the writer of Genshiken, he was like, what if the Genshiken guys could appear in Gundam? And the dude was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Like, is that real? Like, I can do that? And he's like, dude, he's like, yeah, we can do that. Let's get the Genshiken crew in Gundam. And sure enough, I think it's at the end of book two, the Genshiken group is sitting around, like, playing PlayStation, and Amuro comes to the Genshiken to see what they're doing. And then he's all interested because he likes old goofy techs, so like he's taking their PlayStation and shit, and he's just like leaving with their stuff. He just like walks in, he takes their PlayStation, he's like, oh shit. He's like, is that a PC engine? And they're like, yeah. And so he just takes it. And he's like leaving with it, and they're like, do we stop him? And they're like, I don't know, maybe it's an honor? I don't know, is that... Should we take our shit back? I don't know what the fuck to do here. And they don't know how to do it, so they just leave it there.
Nice.
Oh, so...
Oh, that's fucking sweet.
Two of the references that I did notice so far musically for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, at least for the game, I'm assuming these are characters also from the series.
Right.
The main villain guy that you beat the shit out of in the very first... fight in this demo. His name is Dio.
Okay.
Yep.
So you kill Dio, which I feel terrible about. But this Dio's a douchebag. He's not cool like that, you know, real.
Well,
Dio.
I was about to say, if you've paid attention to AMV Hell 5, that's the reason why at the very beginning, like, they're like, AMV Hell 5 dedicated to Dio, and then they literally show him for, like, just being a jackass.
Yeah. And then the other one is Robert E.O. Speedwagon.
Yep.
That's pretty sweet.
I saw that, and I was like, no fucking way. R.E.O. Speedwagon in this bitch.
And
oh, yeah. Like I said,
for the
a lot
question,
of it is like bands and songs and shit. It's fucking awesome.
As for the question came up, the only reason I'm quote-unquote farming is so that Cloud is not just standing here while we talk. That's the only purpose behind what I'm doing.
He really could. It could be very funny.
And what I'm potentially doing is I'm just working on the limit breaks anyway, so...
You know what Cloud could be doing? Cloud could be dressing up like a woman for Shane.
You know, Shane's been eerily quiet.
That's because Shane's playing
because
NBA.
Of Shane.
Exactly what I said I was worried about with these was that people would end up playing games instead of being in the podcast, and that's what he ended up doing.
Oh, I'm,
well, see, luckily
see,
for me,
I'm,
I have the ADD so I can talk and play a game at the same time.
And I'm a master of the multitasking arts.
Which I learned from you.
Liquid!
Anyway, there we go.
Yeah, my voice is a little shot right now.
Yeah, I know, mine too.
I'm here. I'm just listening to you guys talk.
Saying nothing at all.
Yeah, you're just zoning the fuck out while I sit here drunk and ramble and Nick talks about a fucking awesome anime and Bill confirms awesome animes and you're just like,
well,
yeah,
I'm honestly
basketball.
Waiting for this game to down or to install on my laptop. It's taken for fucking ever.
What are you getting?
Oh, so I watch a lot of different YouTubers either do Let's Plays or other things.
Yeah.
It's actually how I found out about a lot of cool games. One of the people that I watch a lot of is Mini a True Nerd. He does a lot of Fallout videos and a bunch of other stuff. But there's one that's kind of or that he just recently played. It's called Armello. And trying to think the best way to put it. Think of like it's basically kind of like a strategy board game in a sense. But you know, it's got all the visual stuff so that way you don't have to sit there and be like, oh yeah, my dude totally just kicked your dude's ass. And just you having to imagine it. You can actually view what happens. But you're playing as a bunch of different animals that each one has specific skill sets and stuff to it. And there's a crazy mad king that, as the game progresses, starts to die. So, it's like it has a day and night phase, and then at the dawn of each day, he starts taking damage. So what you want to do is you either want to kill the king to become the king to win the game. You want to build up enough prestige, that way you can just have the king abdicate his throne to you. Or you want to get a bunch of spirit stone things, that way you can go cure the king of his disease.
Okay.
So it was kind of neat, and I was like, you know, I kind of want to try this out. But he's actually turned me on to quite a few different games that I've found that are kind of neat. Like Sky Shines Bedlam was really good. Tharsis was pretty neat for a dice game type of dealy. I think it's the Darkest Dungeon, which is really cool, even though it's got a permadeath function to it. So if you build up a character, you really don't want them to die, but you really need them to go through this dungeon. So you got to be careful about all that type of stuff.
Damn it.
But yeah, I happen to just kind of, this is part of the reason why I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. It's like, oh, hey, this game looks like it could be fun. And then I go play it.
Yeah, I kind of don't blame you. I've been doing the same thing with, like, I'm still watching Game Grumps, but, like, something about, like, they're, like, just, I don't know if it's just the games that they're playing or the fact
it's
that
the
now
games.
Well, I know Zelda's pissing me off, but that's just because it's fucking Legend of Zelda. And the way that Aaron plays, like, he's always distracted as fuck, so it annoys the shit out of me most times. But, like, some of the other games they're playing, like, I don't really give a fuck about. Like, I know that they've been playing fucking Dark Souls 3, but I'm already watching Team 4-Star play fucking Dark Souls 3 for the drinking stream. So I can sit down and get drunk whenever they play fucking Dark Souls.
Yeah, hey, when are we going to stream Bloodborne and do that?
No fucking idea.
We need to do this. Anyone else who would like to come join us on that occasion is more than welcome. Oops. Bill can sit there and laugh at us.
I've been streaming serious shit the last couple streams. Like, way serious shit. I'm trying to make it this... I'm missing fingers, okay? I'm missing fingers.
I told you.
What's going on, Big Jugger Nuggets?
But you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
What did I just miss?
Okay, the guy on the stream.
Well, there's that. The game that Bill's playing, you know how I was talking about how when I first got my PS4, I got Outlast because it was free on the marketplace? Because they were like, you got a PlayStation, ain't got no games? Here's some free fucking games.
Dude, that game is genuinely fucking scary.
I fucking told you.
No, I know you told me. But see, there's a difference between everybody can say, oh, yeah, it was scary shit. But, like, that's all those... I have a disagreement with people that still think that Resident Evil 2 and 3 were survival horrors, because they're not. They were action games by the time you got to Resident Evil 2. That's just the way it was. They were action games. They fired the director that wanted it to be scary. They purposely got rid of him. And then right after they got rid of him, they jumped into the... They jumped into the action set. I mean, it was a different game.
Yep.
So when somebody tells me
action horror,
when somebody tells me, "Oh, you know, this is scary," I have to see it. Like, somebody has to show me something from it, or at least, you know, like, I was interested in what you said, but then for some reason I never really picked up on what it was that the game was. And then for some reason, this flash sale happened, and they were like, hey, you want Outlast for $3? And I was like, fuck, if it's $3, I'll just buy it. I don't give a fuck. I'll just buy it. You know what I mean? So I buy it, and then I start playing it my first night, and I was like, this big motherfucker... Because, like, man, what was... Oh, the first night I walked in... I walked into the,
You were walking around outside. Oh, it's a fucking insane asylum. Oh, look at that. Wow.
Right.
I guess I better break in. And I'm like, come on, Bill. And then all of a sudden, like, you're walking around and you're like, how the fuck do I get through here? And then you get to the first dude that's, like, running through the fucking hallways. And you're like, guy, are you supposed to be here? Because there's blood everywhere, and I don't think you're supposed to be here if there's blood.
Well, I remember I walked in that room, and it was like, I could tell, I was like, so the game wants me to climb into this bloody ductwork, and my guy is just dumb enough to do it. I climbed up into it, and then I seen that dude run, and I was like, wait, pretty sure that guy wasn't in here when I climbed into the bloody ductwork. And then right after that, I open the library door, and that fucking dead yep. dude without the head falls down. I was like, oh, shit! And then I'm like, sir, your head! You're missing a head! And I was making a joke about it, and then I walked around the corner, and there were all those heads on the shelves, and I was like...
And you were like, oh, they're recycling heads. And I'm like, yeah, because it's an indie game, Bill. They only have so many fucking, you know... But well, at the same time, you weren't playing the stream then. I was watching the replay of it.
But then I also said at that point when I noticed what they were doing, I was like, okay, look, you've got your story. You wanted to know if there was fucked up shit happening here. Well, you've got dead bodies. You've got dead bodies, heads on shelves, a dude impaled. There's fucked up shit here. Now you go home. Sir, now you go home. And he was like, I need to press on and get more story. And I was like, sir, you're a dumb motherfucker. You deserve what's coming your way.
And then you started walking through that bookshelf after you're like, goddamn batteries, they keep dying on me. And I'm sitting yeah. there screaming at my phone, watching a replay on YouTube, like, turn off the night vision if you don't need it, asshole. And you're like, I can't see fucking shit without this camera. And I'm like, turn up the camera, asshole!
No, I'm not gonna do it. The game, like, right at the start, it said to turn the gamma down to get the most from the game. I turned the gamma down, and it is darker than a motherfucker in that insane asylum. Let me say, I can't see shit. Fucking around,
it's
I'm like...
darker than midnight in a cornfield.
That's yeah, a, I'm like, this is a really a dark hallway. Place. And then Greg was on the first stream that day, and he was like, shut yeah. that door. And I was like, okay. So I take it... And I shut the door. And he shuts the door hardcore. He's like, bam! And he just slams it. And I was like, dude, we're trying to be quiet here. And then that fat dude grabbed me and threw me through the window. And I was like, oh, I'm dead as shit.
Oh, shit. Bill, best watch out. Greg's getting all pissy with you.
Why?
Because he's telling you if you don't cast one motherfucking summon.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Here,
hey,
let
no,
me.
No, no, no. Bill, what you're supposed to do is use meteor rain, because then you're summoning tiny meteors. Oh, hey, that's a summon. We summon the Frankenstein's monster. And he's dunking people.
Yeah, dude, I've done two of that Outlast stream, and they're pretty good, man. That game is some kind of fucked up.
Yeah, and you got lucky because you had
no,
me
it's
with
on the
you
PS4,
for the
Eric.
Second stream. So because he had me there for the second stream, you're like, where the fuck do I go? And I'm like, go into the vent. What fucking vent? And I'm like, go into the morgue, and there's a hole up in the thing. And you're running around, you're like, I don't see no hole. And you start, like, clicking buttons, like, trying to open up the fuck. I'm like, no, Bill, upper left corner. And you're like, oh. Well, why do these motherfuckers need to kick my ass? I'm like, I already told you, run, slam doors, and push shit in front of doors. Well, I don't see nowhere to push shit. I'm like... Die enough times, you'll figure it out.
Dude,
it's one
yeah,
of
that
those
was
memory games. After a while,
dude, that was like when I got stuck in the morgue and all those dudes were chasing me, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And they were all on my nuts, and I was like, "What the shit am I supposed to do?" And you were like, "There's a hole in the wall," and you said, "There's like a hole in the morgue," and for some reason, my mind was just like, "Remember when you wake up in the cell?" And you go and yep. you open up one of the other guy's cell and there's the hole in the wall. So for some reason I thought that the idea was to open up one of the boxes, right? So I go to open yep. up one of the boxes and I can't open up any box and there's all these guys with knives and they're cutting the shit up out of me and I'm like, there is no fucking hole! And sure enough, right after you, it was at the exact same time that you said it, I seen a hole up in the right hand corner, it was like the left hand corner, of the morgue, and I was like, fuck, there's a hole! I gotta get to that motherfucker! I just barely... It's like, these guys are all on my dick.
And then it gets worse because, like, you failed to make the jump. Like, there's a legit open gap, and you didn't make it. And then it auto-saved you, and you're like, where the fuck am I going? And I was like, you're going the right way. But because the comments have a 10 to 15 second delay, like, literally, I'm saying this right now. If I were to pick up my phone and watch the stream and listen, it would be 10 to 15 seconds. So because of that delay, I was like, you're going the right way. And all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, well, fuck, there's the hole. And I'm like, dude, God damn it, this stupid fucking
Well, the really shitty thing is, it's like anytime Bill's like streaming, he like sends me an invite. But I'm always, you know, in a dungeon.
Oh, man, you've...
things.
Those
like,
outlasts...
Fucking damn it.
Look, the other ones aren't really that good.
I can go back and rewatch them.
The other ones aren't really that good. They're just me messing around on, like, the Samurai Warriors. And hopefully if I get some people in that ask some good comments, I'll talk with them or whatever while I'm doing it. Like, my first two...
times where... you and I played One Piece.
My first two Pirate Warriors are pretty good. And then after that, I don't think they're that good, really. Because they're just me playing a game. And they, like, if I've got nothing to talk about or whatever, then that kind of sucks. But,
yeah.
But for what it's worth, those Outlast ones are good. Even my dad called me which usually my dad doesn't watch any of our stuff, but I guess it caught his attention when it showed up on Facebook, because he called while I was at work, and I usually he doesn't call, so I just picked up the phone. And I was like, "Hello," and he's like, "So, look, if I do go crazy, don't send me to that insane asylum."
God damn it, Dad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, it was wild.
Shades of awesome.
Dude, that game is pretty sweet, man. I'm telling you, I had a good time with it so far. Outlast is a lot better than I expected. And during that flash sale, I got quite a bit of stuff, actually. I got some racing game that it's okay.
Actually, I need to still come over and play that, because isn't that the one where it's literally like Hydro Thunder, except everyone's literally just like strapped balls first onto a missile with like a little steering wheel attached to it?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what's going on. Yeah, you're just pretty much strapped to a missile dick first.
Wow.
Dick first.
Also,
it's not the best experience.
That just said something, Bill. They have the best name ever. Almost a Jill sandwich.
Dude! Yes.
You person, I salute thee.
That is
awesome.
You are
the best in my book. Greg, get the fuck out of here. You're not here anymore. You're not allowed. We're hiring this person.
Dude, that is easily one of the coolest names ever, man. Now, it's been pretty good. I also got the You Don't Know Jack for like $4 or some shit
actually,
like that during that flash
sale.
We
need to
oh,
sit
yeah,
down and play that. So that way I can screw Seth over.
I wouldn't mind doing one of those, one of these live casts actually playing You Don't Know Jack. That would be pretty cool.
Well, see, I wouldn't mind it, but the problem is after I got done at the store, I went to check out, and my card wouldn't work, and it kept saying that I had no money, and I was like, what the fuck? So I went and pulled cash out of my savings account to pay for, you know, my groceries and shit, and I stopped off at the ATM and checked, and it said that my checking account had $38. Now, the last time I checked my checking account was like, shit, the last time we filmed or something like that, and I had $1,200 in there. So I'm a little concerned about that, so I said, fuck this, and deleted my card off PlayStation just to be on the safe side.
Right.
But at the same time, it's one of those where I have no idea if, like, because again, there was that party that my roommate threw, so I don't know if some asshole, like, stole a check out of my checkbook, and they have my account info, or if I fucking bought something and don't remember it, which I wouldn't remember buying, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way I wouldn't remember going out of my way to fucking buy something.
But there's also the chance that you re-upped for something without ever realizing you re-upped for something.
Well, that's true. Well, I don't know, it's one of those things... No, well... Actually, you might be right. It might be Loot Crate, but at the same time, the Loot Crate I got's only the $100 deal for, you know, the full year. So even then, like I said, it wouldn't take all $1,200 of it.
Oh, shit.
So the only other thing I can think of would be... You know I can't get blow.
Yeah, but, all right, well, then it was hookers and faux, you know, fake blow.
Oh, okay, so I got me up some powdered sugar.
I was about to say powdered sugar and some soap.
Okay.
Ooh, new item. Fuck
that's
yeah.
Got the really shitty stuff.
Yeah, I got that really weak shit. Kind of like that time that I was, you know, going to get cussed out for some pot that I'm smoking that doesn't get me high. And Jeremy was like, fucking oregano.
He did say that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good shit.
I was like, God damn it.
No, man.
That's why we keep you on staff.
In terms of this channel, though, I am starting to do all the comic book commentaries. And, like, right now, I think I've covered like four or five of the rebirths. They'll be going up soon. And I'm getting pretty serious about doing a lot of them. I covered the Bruce Lee comic. They got me on the name alone. I knew they were going to do that.
Yeah.
It's not that it's necessarily bad, but how do I put this?
They could have done more with it.
Remember the Jackie Chan adventures or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Yuma, Gwai Gwai Fai Di Sao, Yuma, yeah.
It's a lot like that. It's like the Jackie Chan adventures with Bruce Lee.
So they turned him into a joke.
No, see, that's exactly, this is where it gets difficult to explain, and I even had trouble, like, it's the longest, usually my comic book commentaries, just so that, because all I'm trying to do is review the book and give you an idea if you want to read it. So I just go over a quick synopsis, and I answer three questions, real quick. I say, what was the best part, what was the worst part, and do I recommend that you buy this with your own money? And then, when I get there, my biggest problem is that usually these episodes are only 10, 12 minutes. This one turned out to be 20-something minutes because it's real hard to explain where they're screwing up. Because for everything the new Bruce Lee comic does right, it does
something wrong.
Yeah, it does something equally strange that just doesn't seem right. Like there's these kids that he's with, and the kids are very much like hardcore comic relief, and then there's this PI guy that he's hanging out with, and that dude, his name is like Joe Tomei, and when I heard that name, it kind of messed with me for a second, so I even tried to look the dude up to see if maybe he was somebody, because that name sounded so damn familiar, but as far as I could tell, he was not a real person. But he'll go from being, like, real serious, like a guy that's kind of like a 70s, you know, kind of like your dude that grew up in the 70s. And then out of nowhere, he'll just be, like, a goofy guy, like, you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me an awful lot of Saz from Final Fantasy XIII.
Oh.
He reminds me a lot of that dude. Where he could be real serious, but a good portion of the time he's just kind of joking.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. A lot. And, man, it's weird. It's like Bruce Lee never died. He was kidnapped by, like, this organization, and they put him in a fucking fish tank. with green liquid. It's the best way I can explain it. It's a fucking fish tank. So he lived in a fish tank for like 30-something years, and then they break the fish tank, and he comes out of the fish tank, and he's like, aha, and he's got no memories. So he doesn't even know who he is. Like, the only reason he knows who he is because that Joe guy told him, oh, you're Bruce Lee. And then he was like, oh, shit, so what does that mean? And he's like, well, look at all this stuff. And he's like, so I was a celebrity? And he's like, yeah, yeah, kind of. And they just try to explain it to him, and then they make weird jokes while you're reading it, like somebody hands him a phone, and he's like, I don't believe this phone will work. And they give him this weird look, like, why? Is there no signal? And he goes, you don't have a cord. So they make these little wow. out-of-time jokes, because he asks him for a phone book, and they're like, what the shit? You know, he says, do you have a White Pages? And they're like, what the fuck is that? Like, what is a White Pages? And then this one kid says, I think that's those books that we used to sit on at breakfast so that we could reach the table.
Oh,
and they're
wow.
like, oh, yeah, those are still sitting around somewhere. So it's really weird. Sakes. And yeah, what you just said. Yeah, they keep him in a fish tank. That's the only way. It's weird. He's in like a fish tank thing. So yes, Bruce Fish.
No,
but it's
God.
It's really bizarre. And like for everything they do right, they then couple it with like a Saturday morning cartoon type of reaction. And something about that really throws me off. So I don't know. It was one of the only comic book commentaries I've done out of, like, the six that are ready to go up where I was like, I'm going to say probably don't buy this. Like, I'm like, look, give me another issue or two, but so far I'm not sure you should be wasting your money on this.
Because it's Bruce Lee meets the Scooby Gang.
I guess, Bruce yeah. Lee? It's just really, it's really bizarre, man. It's a really weird read. And then I read the second one, and I thought, well, maybe this is one of those things that gets better. And then the second one has, like, a really super in-the-shadows cliche villain. And I was like, aw, damn it. I was like, now you're going to play this one, too? Like, she's covered completely in shadows, and she's like, I do not tolerate failure, and crap like that. And I'm like, oh, fuck. We got one of these going on.
Man, out of a comic book.
Yeah, I actually made that reference. I said it's kind of. I said Joe Tomei kind of reminds me of the man that says you come straight out of a comic book.
Oh God!
At first, I thought it was supposed to be that guy, but then I looked it up and I was like, no, he's not Joe Tomei. So yeah,
For fuck's sake.
It was bizarre, man. It's a really weird read, and I bought the first two issues, and the first one is okay, and then the second one kind of goes Saturday morning cartoon, and I haven't bothered to try a third. I don't even know if the third one is out. If it's out, I'm gonna try the third issue. If the third issue does not get better, then there's no way I'm continuing this series. And I had such high hopes because it was even produced and co-written with Shannon Lee.
Really?
Yeah. So you would imagine that she would want to not make a Saturday morning cartoon out of her father. Especially with all the stuff she's done to keep his name in the limelight, because she did the Bruce Lee documentary. She did that Bruce Lee series, which was that really big, long series that took place. I've actually got it. It's a long series, but it's a good series.
Is that the one that I have?
Oh, it's called, like, Bruce Lee Legend?
Okay, then no, I don't think I have that one. I know I've seen it, but yeah, I don't think I have that one.
But yeah, like, it's really good, and she started the Bruce Lee Foundation, and she's also,
yep.
I think she's partially influenced the design for the Bruce Lee Museum. So she does all this good stuff, and then she produces a Saturday morning cartoon comic book of her father. I don't understand what happened.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me. Something tells me that she just kind of licensed it and then wasn't really paying too close attention, because she runs the Bruce Lee Facebook page. She runs the Brandon Lee Facebook page. She's in charge of keeping the Bruce Lee website up and running, including the shop for all the Bruce Lee merch. Like you said, she's been doing the documentary. She's been going to China for the Bruce Lee Museum. She's also been going up to Seattle for the American version of the Bruce Lee Museum that either is still in the process of being built or is about to be completed shortly. Because I can't remember when that one documentary was done, but they were talking about it.
I haven't checked on its progress, but it's one of the few things that I will buy a plane ticket. And it's not to say that I'm afraid to fly, but if I can drive there, there's something about driving that, like, I don't mind a big long road trip with some friends, but, like, if they open that Bruce Lee Museum, I'll be taking a plane to Seattle.
Yeah, I don't blame you, because it's funny. My mom actually got a hold of me the other day, and, you know, she was sitting around bullshitting the way my mom usually does, and you guys know better than most of the fans do, but she was like, hey, we haven't taken our trip. And I was like, what fucking trip? And she goes, well, you know how on your brother and sister's golden birthday, me and your stepdad took them out to Las Vegas for everything? And I'm like, yeah, I ain't going on no fucking trip. And she's like, well, why not? And I'm like, Vegas does not seem appealing to me. Yes, let me go out to the middle of the fucking desert to get drunk and blow all my money that I don't fucking have for no good particular reason. Yes, let me take a trip out there.
No. See, you're missing one of the biggest, coolest things that you can go do in Vegas.
Go to the Bunny Ranch, which I already said that I wouldn't mind going, but
no,
she
not
was
that.
Like, yeah, we ain't doing that.
No,
what
not
could be
that.
More important than fucking legal hookers?
Going to see Penn and Teller.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Well, yes and no.
No, fuck you, Penn and Teller. Fuck you.
No. I know what you mean, but it comes down to a matter of Penn Jillette has kind of gone off the rails a little bit as of late. Like, I used to be a big fan of his, and I'd, like, keep up with some of the shit that he was into, but lately he's kind of fallen into, like, okay, you know how they were, what was it? It was Charlie Sheen got fucking HIV or some shit, and he went out of his way to go see some, like, witch doctor out in, like, the middle of the Amazon, and the witch doctor said,
blood, whatever.
Yeah. No. Not the demon tiger blood shit. That was his cocaine bender.
Yeah, you're
after
way behind
cocaine
now.
Bender, yeah, after his cocaine bender, he come to find out that he had fucking HIV and shit. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor was prescribing him, like, legit medicine. Well, he wanted extra treatment. Well, he went to go see some fucking doctor in, like, the middle of nowhere, and the doctor literally said, here, this is shaved goat horn, eat this, and drink goat's milk. You will never need your medicine again. He stopped taking his medicine, and his case got fucking worse because he stopped taking the medicine.
Well, that's Charlie Sheen for you.
No, that's people in general. Everybody wants some sort of quick fix that, you know, they don't have to rely on modern medicine. But the problem is sadly, even though modern medicine is pretty much flawed beyond belief, it's still one of the best ways to cure any and all diseases you have. Even though it's outrageously expensive and not worth your trip to the hospital
sometimes. Yeah, I don't think I care about medical. I don't think I care about medical. What else is there to talk about?
No, I don't blame you. It's just some bullshit.
I'm
well, like I said, I've been drinking.
What'd you just say, Shane?
I'm downloading Star Trek Online right now.
I see.
Really?
Yeah, you said you wanted to know what it was like, so I'm going to download it.
I see.
Wait, you downloading it on your laptop?
My laptop can run it.
Yeah, it's kind of true. I was about to say, him and Bill have the best computers out of all of us. Other than mine, because mine has half a terabit of porn on it. But anyway.
If I really wanted to, I could download it for the computer, but it doesn't interest me because my idea is, especially if these live casts get going, it would be really cool to, like,
just
sit
to have
down
us all
in
sitting in a 10 forward somewhere.
Right, that would be really cool for, like, a setting to sit in the 10 forward and talk. I'd be really into that idea.
Well, this
Mr.
is
Mr. Scott, I'm, warp 3. Aye, aye, Captain.
Well, I'm only downloading.
No, Mr. Scott doesn't do that. Mr. Scott works on the goddamn engines.
Well, I meant Mr. Scott.
No, that'd be Mr. Jackson.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
Well, it would be cool to play it on the PS4, but I'm only downloading it on the laptop to try it out.
I see.
I can delete it at any point in time.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
What if once you put it on there, it's on forever? What if it acts like one of those fucking worm viruses where if you delete it and it just puts itself right back on there?
And it says resistance is futile.
Yeah.
And then I'll play stuff on my fucking desktop and be done.
What if it infects your desktop?
Well, we won't be on my desktop.
Nope.
No, what if it infects it? What if somehow by having your laptop on the same network, it just buries itself inside of the router and you don't know it until you put everything together with your desktop?
It's very
boring. You have no control. Well, then I have a game that never goes away. And there'll be nothing I can do about it. But it's going to be a while. It's downloading patches right now, and it's 12 gigs worth.
Dude, you guys saw that, right?
I put that
on Facebook, too, that All Your Base Star Trek.
You know what's sad is I saved it to my Facebook, and I still haven't watched it.
Dude,
I keep forgetting I saved it.
So good. I think I put two of them up there. There was a modern day and an original series that I put up.
Nice.
It's a good thing I didn't do that.
Oh, and I also did Gundam Wing just because.
I don't blame it.
Hey, Bill, when was the last time you checked to see what your limit break sets were?
Right now I'm working on Yuffie's second one. I'm just trying to get the second one of the second one, which I just got. So now I'm going to switch her to the third one.
Okay, I was like, you should check that.
He's done. She's ready to go to Gauntlet. And he's ready to go to Hellman. Yep. There we go. And actually, he's ready to go now, because if I have that, this guy needs to come shoot people.
Hellmaster. Actually, all you need to do now is just go get Vincent's item for his level 4. Do you already got Omni Slash or no?
No, I just gotta go get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's sad that I got FF7 and then, like, beat it in a couple days, and I was like, yeah, it's a pretty good game. I'm done with this.
I think my thing with it is
I got FF7 and I still haven't booted it up once.
I've played the game so many times that honestly, like I got as far as I went and did the Wutai stuff, and I haven't played it in a long time. Like it just sits on the hard drive. And that's not saying anything bad about it. It's so many years of playing it over and over and over again that it no longer holds any surprises for me. So it's tough with all the new stuff coming out that I can be surprised, you know. Like now, when I got it on my Vita, that was fine. Because since I could take it with me, I beat the game like 3 times on the Vita.
And what I have a question for you.
I have a question for you, Bill.
Why is Barrett your lower? Why do you hate Barrett so much?
Nothing against Barrett.
Because there ain't no getting off of this train we on,
yeah.
Shane.
There ain't no getting off of this train.
Is it because the train has a rail gun?
Dude, the train has a rail gun. It is the best train.
The best.
Other than the train that gets suplexed.
That's true. Suplex train's best train.
Good old Phantom Train.
I need to play through 6 again.
Just gotta put random materials on this man.
Yeah, I kept doing that and it kept pissing me off.
So with, since we're just randomly talking about stuff, what about, since next week's E3, is there anything anybody's excited to see?
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
What?
I kind of gave up caring about E3 last year.
I want to see some more on Watch Dogs 2. I want to see more on Injustice 2. I want to see more on my Persona 5.
Okay.
Because I can go and pre-order the collector's edition of that now.
It's red this time.
Huh?
It's red.
Yeah, Bill.
Oh, I know. I actually looked at it. It comes with a lot of cool shit.
That's no,
like
I mean,
$90? Yeah, I can do that.
It's
no,
theme.
Bill had to. Bill had
I,
to
I don't think. I don't think a
me.
Lot of people know that. Persona 5 is red.
Persona 4
every,
was yellow.
Every Persona has a color
and
theme, and the entire
Persona
character.
Persona 3 was blue.
The entire no, it's purple.
Was it? Oh.
Yep.
My bad.
Yeah. Every Persona follows a color scheme. And then the color that they choose, they then build the universe around that primary. So, like, Persona 4 is yellow. There's a lot of yellow everywhere.
God.
And
Bill,
Persona...
I am so sorry for you.
What?
Because if the or whenever they do Persona 6, it might be green.
Yeah, yeah. I know it.
Yeah, that's going to be a little shitty for you.
Because for those of us, or for those of you who are joining us who have no fucking idea of what we're talking about, Bill is colorblind.
Listen to this guy. Green. Listen to this guru here. He says
he
to
really
fuck that Ubisoft.
Damn, guy.
I don't
That's
know. I might.
Word.
I mean, like I said, Watch Dogs is kind of my shit. But then again, I've always been a big fan of sandbox games.
No, no, you want to say fuck on a game company? The people that are coming out with the Deformers game, they can fuck off. Also Activision.
Deformers?
But especially, yeah, it's a new game that's coming out, but as like, okay, that's kind of weird. It looks kind of neat. Eh, and then I found out who the developer was, and I was like, oh, fuck that.
Why?
Well.
Does anyone happen to, oh, Shane remembers this game really well, as do I. Does anyone happen to remember a little game that everyone was stoked about so hardcore called Order 1886?
Oh, it was the best.
That game. Oh,
it's the best.
That's
it's
the developer for this game.
It's not a game. It's a freaking
It's cutscenes and walking and quick time event. It's more walking.
That is easily one of the best CGI movies ever made.
So, the game is more walking. Is
yes.
that what you're telling me?
No. I already cracked that joke.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Hardcore already cracked that joke.
Yeah,
and
that
was sick and hungover.
Now, hold on a second. Please explain this one to me. He says, Ubisoft locks visual effects. Who does that? Now, what does he mean by that? You mean, like, computer-wise, you can't turn the stats up and down? What do you mean by that? Because I know in computer games you could turn... Because on computer games you could, like, turn off shadows and different... You could tweak games to make them work better or look better on your systems
and shit. You
can also
turn up and down the video quality.
Right. Is that what he's talking about?
I think he might be talking about Assassin's Creed Unity.
What about it? Why? Explain.
When it first came out, it was like...
It was completely broken to the point where I told you about this, Bill.
Yeah, but that does... No, his question. You're not on the feed. Ubisoft locks visual effects. Who does that?
I'm actually on the feed right now. And I see
That's why I'm curious what that comment means.
I don't know what that actually means, but...
Damn it, that again.
Because
I know the game was buggy, but that has nothing to do with locking anything.
Buggy was a that's a kind word. I would go.
I thought
completely
buggy was
broke.
A clown.
He is actually. He ate the chop chop fruit.
you know what I mean. But to get back on to what I was what I'm looking forward to seeing at E3 is obviously Persona 5. Hopefully some more details on Final Fantasy VII Remake. Maybe see what's going on with that.
Oh, okay. He says in the first Watch Dogs, they locked the up-res. So it was, yeah. That's weird. Why would they do that? Like, they could make an excuse and claim quality, but since the rest of their games don't come out quality, I would be inclined to not believe their dog shit excuse.
Yeah, but look at how many games actually come out finished.
Oh, please enlighten me, because the last what, five or six I've heard from Ubisoft have not been finished.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean, exactly.
Oh.
It's gotten so bad that that Ubisoft is literally taking a year off of making another Assassin's Creed game to...
Which is good.
Which they need to do. Because of what happened to Unity and how broken it was, and they actually had to release a 17-gigabyte patch just to fix not all the bugs, but just most of the bugs.
Actually, it's not just that, though, that they're taking time off. It's the Mega Man syndrome. It doesn't matter if the game is the greatest game ever. Like, Mega Man is a solid, powerful game. But when you release part one and it's fantastic, and part two is fantastic, and part three is fantastic, and four and five and six, well, by the time you got to part four, people just, it was losing them. They were like, it's pretty good. It's the exact same game. And then they're like, well, five is pretty good. It's the exact same game. So yeah. it's not pretty good, and it's not kind of good. It's still just as great as all the others, but it's wearing on you. And that's just like, have you seen the numbers for the new Call of Duty? They just don't care anymore, man.
Yeah.
They just don't care.
Here's the funny thing with that, right? So everybody has been bitching up a storm about how terrible Call of Duty and all these first-person shooters are now because they're trying to be more like Halo. So
that's because these people aren't playing Doom.
Oh, no. See, no. A lot of people switch over to all these other games now. And DICE is like, okay, so you guys are sick of the futuristic shit. We understand that. We got you. Here's World War One. With a twist. That actually has me excited. I am going to buy Battlefield 1. I'm going to play some Battlefield 1.
Yeah,
I do not like first-person shooters that much. Now, on the flip side, fucking Activision's like, oh, you don't like that Halo shit? Nah, you don't know what you're talking about. Of course you love that Halo shit. Here, have some more Halo shit. Oh, you ain't going to buy our game? Oh, well... That sucks, because if you buy this $80 version of our game, you get the HD remastery of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1.
A lot of people are pissed about
that.
That's
the only way to get it.
I know.
Now,
a
I'm going to tell you one
thing.
A lot of people
are mad about that.
3 to 4 months later, they're going to be like, hey, you remember when we said that this was the only way you're ever going to be able to get this game? Yeah, we changed our minds. Here it is on the marketplace for $20.
Yeah, but that's like anything. That's just like Mortal Kombat.
Do you know
Kombat.
How many people are going to be so pissed off about that?
Nobody should be pissed. Nobody should be pissed off about that, because by now people should know how the industry works. Like,
yeah,
the industry
exactly.
is always about this. That's just like when they say, oh, well, this is exclusive, and this DLC is only going to come out for the place. That's a load of dog shit. Give it a fucking month.
And it's a marketing ploy. Obviously, people want to play that game. They are going to buy, you know, the next Call of Duty, and it's going to be around Christmas time. It's going to sell, because people are going to want to play, you know, a revamped version of Modern Warfare. So it's a marketing ploy. You know, is it a smart one? In my case, I would say, yeah, it is a smart play. If you want to sell games, people want to play that game.
It's a smart play. But
it is and it isn't. Yeah, I was about to say, it is and it isn't.
Because all it is it's going to help reinforce the fact that we're letting companies get away with shit like that. And that's all it's doing.
I just find this funny that the one Call of Duty game that I look forward to everyone hates on.
Really? So this one you want to play? Is there a reason in general?
I mean, you could say it's this whole going into space part, but it's like, I saw the trailer. It's like, I'm interested. And it's like, oh, yeah, everyone bashes it.
Well, to be fair,
it's because
I
of how bad Advanced Warfare was.
I think it's against type. It's one of those things where, for so many years, Call of Duty has been the game to showcase. This sounds a little ridiculous, but they showcase realism. They try to be like, hey, this is where technology is actually taking us, or this is, you know, these are real guns, these are real tanks, this is real situations, these are real battle tactics. And it was praised for that concept. And now all of a sudden they're like, hey, Star Wars made a lot of money. And I think the Call of Duty common crowd is kind of pissed about that. Because it feels kind of like a sellout or a gimmick sale. And I don't play them at all. So don't misunderstand. I can't say good or bad things about the game because I can't form a direct opinion. But if I had to guess why there's so much backlash, I'd say it's because Call of Duty has no business in space. I mean, it's not a Star Wars game.
No, it most certainly isn't.
Well, this is just introducing it into space, though. So,
but that's exactly my point, is if you have a game that built the entire foundation on realism and modern warfare tactics, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, by the way, Halo Space Battles. That does seem that your common person, like, you want to play it. And you know what? I hope that for your sake, honestly, Scott, I hope it's a damn good game. I hope it is. I don't wish anything bad on your gaming experience, but I think the common person, just like how you really get into something, well, this is, you know, I hate to do this one, but basically they put a silver stripe on the Green Ranger's helmet. That's basically what they did here.
So they did need it.
Yeah, because it just doesn't fit.
No, they Konami'd it.
It doesn't fit. It doesn't seem right. But that doesn't mean people can't enjoy it either. I mean, it doesn't discredit the game, but fans are a fickle breed. We are angry people, okay? Fans are livid fucking people. It's just like this whole Captain America thing that's taking place right now. Let me explain something to you. I've been reading comics since I was 7. He is not a Hydra agent. He's not. I promise you that this is part of an 8-part arc or some shit like that. And at the end, you're going to be like, oh shit, that's what was going on. He doesn't fucking work for the Red Skull.
He's fucking mind controlled or he's goddamn double agent shit.
He was never a fucking Hydra agent. He hasn't been infiltrating America all this time. It's just simply not happening. There's something else at hand here, but because fans are the way they are, fans are very hardcore about the way they are. Fans are just, we will jump your ass about dumb shit. That's fans. We will do that. And we will know that it's dumb shit when we jump your ass about dumb shit. We're not oblivious to the fact that we're like, man, fuck that! His costume is blue, not dark blue, you motherfucker! Like, we're like that. I mean, let's be honest. Let's go back here. This is one of the things that you've done a lot, Scott, and this really does bother you, and I get it. You're a fan. You develop a fandom, and you fucking safeguard it, but you are one of those guys that was like, he doesn't have that goddamn silver stripe. It bothers you when they change things, and this, I think, is one of those instances. This is not like Call of Duty to be in space. It just doesn't belong there. It was barely acceptable to have robot men.
Oh, that.
You see what I'm getting at? You just
game two.
You just did it. You just said, "Oh, that," and that's exactly what I mean. Fans are weird, fickle creatures, man. We do that shit. We're like, don't change nothing. Bring it out the exact same. And then when they do that, we're like, oh my god, you couldn't have tried to innovate a little bit? It's the same fucking thing we've been playing for 12 years. So they can't win.
It's the same fucking thing we've been playing for 12 years, no matter how they change it.
But that's right, but they can't win. That's just like Bravely Default came out, and it was fucking great. But then I was the one this time that was like, it fucking bores the shit out of me. It's like, I've been playing this game since I was 12. They couldn't have tried something new? So fans are just weird, man. There's certain things that we'll latch onto and we'll hate on, and it's just the way it is. And I think that's what you're going through right now, Scott, is that people despise this new Call of Duty because it's different. Where you, not being a real hardcore fan of Call of Duty, like the fact that it's going to be different.
Oh, I hated the hardcore Call of Duty style.
Right there. That almost proves my point.
And one reason for that. The little kids who sound gangster and swearing and stuff like that in multiplayer online.
You know, the gaming guru makes a good point, is going to be mad when Call of Duty has land-to-space battles and Star Wars, the new Star Wars, did not.
Oh, they still haven't.
But that, yeah, he just said it over there. He's right. I agree. I think Guru just fucking knocked it out of the park with that one. It's going to be real sad to see the new Modern Warfare do a better job at making a Star Wars game than Star Wars game did this year. Well, not this year, but you get the idea. Because I didn't get, like, look, they were like, hey, new Battlefront. And my mind went to third-person shooter Battlefront. That's what it's been. There's been Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2, PlayStation 2, and then there was Battlefront 1, 2, Renegade, Rogue Squadron, all these extra games. Republic Commander. Yeah, those are all like PSP games and whatnot. And they're all third-person shooters. And then all of a sudden they were like, new, brand new, fucking brand new game. They were like, here it comes. Battlefield, and I was like, fucking shit, Battlefield? And then I bought it. Well, I didn't buy it, but I got the demo, and I was like, how do you get the fuck out of this first-person shit? And then I realized...
Because it's made by DICE.
I realized it's a straight-up motherfucking first-person shooter.
First-person shooter now.
You don't escape the first-person view. That's what it is now. And that's me. Look, I'm just saying, it's fan hypocrisy. That pissed me off. I was like, I'm done with this game. Doesn't even matter if it's good. I'm done with it because I'm an angry fucking scorned fanboy that didn't get his third-person shooter now.
Because he's the angry Bill nerd. Shut up, that had to happen.
Bill, when the game had come out, it was like a little bit after that. Me and Shane Shane rented it. I checked it out from Perk because we had a couple used copies.
Yeah.
And Shane fucking loved the ground combat. He would fucking rock the castle on that shit.
Yeah.
And I fucking just kept peeking my head around the corner getting ready to shoot somebody, and suddenly L-44, you know, Han Solo blaster from all the way across the field, pop dead. So I just started cussing up a storm. And I was like, well, I fucking suck at this shit. And then me and Shane start playing the Fighter Squadron stuff. And I started kicking ass. It's like I could easily get like countless kills and only get killed like two or three times. And Shane was having issues with it. So it's like there's certain parts of the new Battlefront game that I was like, all right, this is pretty cool. And then there were other parts where I was like, this fucking sucks.
Well, their guru just said that it did have third person. I couldn't get it to go third person, so I felt cheated, like my experience was different.
I don't remember third person at all.
There was third person when you played Heroes vs. Villains.
Yeah, that one I remember, but I don't remember third person other than that.
But I don't have a problem with first-person shooters, to be honest with you.
Right, but they, just talking fan anger right. here, though, when you release 12 games and they're all third-person shooters, and then you advertise the newest one, and they, you know what? They even showed fucking previews where they showed third-person combat with the Darth Vader and shit like that, specifically to rope in people that remembered what it was like to play that game, only to fuck us into a first-person shooter. It's like putting a fucking silver stripe on the Green Ranger's helmet, man.
Fucking Disney.
I knew that fucking groan was a coming.
I knew too.
Fucking Disney.
But Disney.
Oh shit, Chocobo.
Disney's
Lord
bunch
was
of assholes.
MIC, he rocks the mic properly. KEY turning profits because he's got the key.
It's still probably sure it's one not of FUCKEDAGAIN. He's fucked again.
Hey, I taught you that song. You shut your whore mouth.
Yeah, I know. It's the best song you ever taught me, other than Milk Milk Lemonade.
Wow.
I'm too sober for this shit.
And I'm too drunk for this.
Oh, good times. So, Bill, are you trying to get Eris's limit breaks up?
Even though she's gonna die.
You're doing it wrong.
Technically, I'm working on Barrett, but why do you ask? She has to actually be able to heal in order for me to do anything with her, if I'm not mistaken.
No, she has to kill things.
Yeah, you have to kill a certain amount of enemies.
I see. See, I didn't remember that about her, to be fair.
To get her next... That's why it's like, if you're trying to level her limit breaks up, you're doing it wrong.
Basically, I'm concentrating on Barrett more than anything. Basically concentrating on Barrett.
Because she has to, for her next one, she has to kill, I think, 100 enemies.
Okay. Yeah, but this is a podcast, so...
Yeah, it don't matter.
Trying to help out, guy.
It don't matter. None of this matters.
Just trying to be helpful, Bill. Don't need to be hating.
Nobody wants your help.
Fine, then you ain't gonna fucking get it. Do it yourself.
Sweet.
What are you doing in our stream? Get out of here.
And I'll watch as you fail.
Ah, that's skedaddle.
Wait, is death approaching? Did I miss it?
Well, considering the fact that I'm playing as death, yes.
I am completely okay with the Final Fantasy VII Remake being in three different parts because they're supposed to be full-length games each.
I believe that I don't have a problem with Final Fantasy VII Remake being in three different parts because of how massive the game is actually going to be with the updating of the graphics, and everything will be voice acted.
That's my issue. You just said it. That's exactly why it has to be in episodes. Because if you took this game just regular and just voice acted it all by itself, it would take hours to get through Midgar. Like it would take hours.
It takes me hours to get through Midgar because I suck at life.
No, because you level grind to 99 in Midgar.
No, I haven't done that in ages.
So it's kind of important that it be in parts. And also, we're told we're going to see a lot more of Midgar.
Yeah, not just like the three sectors you got to see in the original.
There are a lot of people mad about that. That they're going to have to spend even longer in Midgar. A lot of people think that's the part of the game that slows the game down.
Depends on what they do. I mean, it depends on what they add to the remake to make it more enjoyable. I mean, to be honest, when I play Final Fantasy VII, I don't have a problem with Midgar.
You know what I hope they add in?
What's that?
I hope they let me go see the Loveless play.
That would be neat. Well, they've talked about it enough, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Well, I mean, in 7 original, no, but with Crisis Core, which I'm assuming they're probably going to, you know, tweak stuff here and there to, you know, help bring it into the continuity.
I think they will. Completely. I think you'll hear about Genesis and shit like that, if nothing else.
I would love to actually see, you know, the ability to go in and at least see, like, clips of something that they put together for the Loveless.
You know what would
like,
be neat?
Here's Act Bob the night.
You know what would be neat? There is one spot in the game where you do watch a play. The Gold Saucer,
yeah,
when you go on the
saucer.
Date. So wouldn't it be cool if the play was replaced with an act from Loveless?
Yeah, I wouldn't. That would be pretty sweet. I mean,
it'd be an easy way to incorporate it.
I might be a little pissed off because I saved the dragon.
What?
When you're doing the Midgar play, like you run around with whoever the fuck you're with.
No, it's not the Midgar play, it's the Gold Saucer
play. Or not the Midgar play, excuse me, the Gold Saucer play.
Yeah,
you have the option, it was like, gonna save the dragon, fuck the wizard.
It's like, save the king, save the, save Tifa or Barret or Yuffie or Aerith or whoever you have.
Whoever you're dating, yeah.
Yeah, but that's one part of the lineage you haven't got to see yet. On the PSP, there's a pregame to 7, the Crisis Core game.
And no, I know.
He constantly mentions this play called Loveless. And we've never got to see anything. We've got to see billboards. And we've got to see that he carries around a book. But we've never got to see what it is he's so infatuated with. And it's not just him. All of Midgar seems to be really into this. It's like a play that took their universe by storm.
Yeah.
And then the Genesis Fangirl Club was like all about analyzing the fuck out of it.
Yeah, but we never get to see it.
Genesis. Actually, you know what would be really cool? If we could fight Genesis as a secret boss.
I'd be into that, I guess.
Quote, killed him.
If you, to be fair, I didn't know about this until I listened to a podcast, but if you beat Dirge of Cerberus on the hardest difficulty, there's a scene at the end of the game that, shows Genesis. So whatever happens to him in, Crisis Core, I mean, he is still around. It's just, I beat Dirge of Cerberus, but I never beat it on the hardest difficulty.
I was unable to do it on the hardest difficulty because I was not manly enough. That game was cool as shit. I loved it because it was Final Fantasy meets Devil May Cry, and I thought that was beautiful.
Right.
But holy fuck, that game was hard.
7 might be one of the only iterations that can get away with something like that. Like, I don't know if you could see Final Fantasy 1... Devil May Cry version, you know what I mean? Like, 7,
yeah.
There's something about its universe that lends itself to that kind of atmosphere and gameplay that a lot of the others wouldn't have that effect, because a lot of the others are very medieval type of universes, or like steampunk, and the atmosphere just doesn't seem right for a hack and slash.
Right, it would look weird to have Mugger running around fighting people.
No,
right.
but I don't know, like I said, I beat it on normal, so I never got to see that secret ending to the Dirge of Cerberus, but I'm sure I could find
it
online.
Would you check it out on YouTube?
No, I was listening to a podcast. I listened to quite a few different podcasts at work. And
don't blame me, I tried to do the same thing.
Yeah, I tried that a few times, and my district manager walked in once.
Sweet.
He was not happy.
So, I mean, but, no, if Genesis was like a secret boss, I mean, that would be interesting, but because now, with the remake, we all know who Genesis is, so it would... Because they are going to add stuff, you know, and making the world large. I mean, it's going to be a... I think To be fair, I hate games that are broken up into episodic stuff. I can't stand it. But this time, I'm gonna let it slide. You know.
That's if it's not a lie. If it's actually full games. If every game takes about let's say Final Fantasy VI length games. So every single game.
20 hours.
Well, no, I.
Ish.
That.
I mean,
Final Fantasy VI. Final Fantasy VI usually runs me somewhere in the 34-40 hour area. And I think I'd be okay if they were three games of that size, which equals out to about a 90-hour experience.
Okay. If they keep their promise and each part is, like you said, a full-size game,
now,
then
here's
I will
the problem.
Have absolutely no issue with it.
Here's one problem for us. Just to debate, to throw this one around. If you beat Episode 1...
Right.
Now, you're probably going to, like, save the data, okay? Now, here's my issue. Is it going to ask you to, like, replay Episode 1? Like, are you going to have that opportunity? And if you take that opportunity, will your characters be way too overpowered and the next act is going to be boring? Or, here's my next question. What if after you... Are they going to level cap you? Yes. And no matter how much you actually work...
Do or don't do.
Like, no matter how much you actually do, no matter what you do in the game, when you go to Episode 2, let's say you loved Episode 1 so much that you broke your ass, your characters are all level 80, you've been doing the game, you've played it through like three fucking times, you're a bad son of a bitch, you have all this cool stuff, and the next episode comes out, and remember, originally, Final Fantasy IV, originally, the after years of Final Fantasy IV was independent every single episode. You didn't, like, on the Wii, every single game was its own small game, so it didn't matter if you put, like, 40-something hours into your characters, you didn't get to keep that power when you went to the next episode, even if those same guys that you just worked on for 40 hours came into that game. They were capped at a specific level, and you just had to do all that work again.
Well,
I don't remember them being capped.
I won't.
In the original Wii, yes, they were. You weren't capped. You weren't capped in the episode that you were in. But if you went from episode 1 to episode 3 in the Wii where it first came out. Like when all the time you put into Cecil in his first act, when you get Cecil back, he's not at the level that you had him at because everybody has their own levels. It's kind of like, remember if you screwed up and you saved over your file instead of all individual saves? Well, that's the way it came out on the actual systems, is they were all individual saves, so you didn't get to keep anything from your last game. You started over every episode. That's how it released on the Wii.
Well, I don't know. I guess we won't know any of that until closer to release time, but I'm hoping to see something on it at E3 because I'm curious to see how far along they've come, and you know, maybe we get some more information about because all we're doing now is just speculating. I mean, it's already been... I think it's been confirmed that it is going to be broken up into different parts.
Yes,
I think
that's the only it's going to be been, episodes.
I think that's the only thing that's been confirmed at the moment. And but
that,
everything
and
else
they've,
is
they've somewhat confirmed that it's an action-based battle system. They haven't exactly released how, but it's going to be action-based. And I think it's going to be Final Fantasy XV.
More like 15.
Yep.
Which well, I'm that, okay with.
Which makes sense, to be fair, because the guy who's behind Final Fantasy XV is also working on the remake of 7.
Okay. Wasn't it the Kingdom Hearts guy?
Hajime Tabata? Yeah.
Hajime Tabata.
Yeah, that
what
guy.
What a wonderful name!
He's
Hajime Tabata! Means he'll
15.
Make your game!
So
I'm taking a piss. I will be right back.
But I will tell you this,
Christ, man.
I will tell you this,
Bill. Sakes, guy.
When I played the Final Fantasy 15 demo, I actually liked the battle system. So if the 7 remake actually does play like 15, I'm not going to have any issues whatsoever with it. I won't bitch about it. I'm not going to sit there and be like, well, it should be turn-based because the original was turn-based.
I'm so mixed. I wanted it to stay the same, but at the same time, I finally tried that Final Fantasy 15, and if they go that route, I'm not crying. Look, here's the thing. We all kind of got what we wanted. I'm going to say kind of because it's a kind of thing. Like,
it's
got
not
a remastery.
Remastering. It's just a reboot.
I got a remastery of 7. It's right here. I'm streaming it right now. It's not perfect. It's far from perfect. It's not what I dreamed of, but I did get it. And then everybody else is going to get the remake they've been begging for. So if nothing else, at least it's not the Star Wars thing. At least they didn't come in and destroy the original game, cause that's what he did. He altered the original film reel.
Yeah.
So you can never, ever, ever see Star Wars remastered unless a company, luckily Disney, puts an exuberant amount of fucking money to find a collector somewhere on the planet who still has an original 8 reel of that movie, untouched and in nearly perfect condition. Then they can remaster it to Blu-ray. No, it has not.
On DVD it was.
No.
I have it.
No, you don't. It's close. It's close, but it is not the original cut. I have it too. It's not the original cut. When I just watched it, there are some original scenes, but there's still CGI re-scripted into it. Like, when the speeder is flying around, it's not a dust effect under the speeder. You're talking about the three movies? I just watched them with Michelle. But we still have all the puppet scenes and all the music is correct. It's the closest to the original you can get without having a VHS. It's the closest you can get.
Good luck with that.
But it's not a perfect.
But Guru put here that the effects in 15, that if it's raining outside, your thunder attacks do more damage. I did see the trailer where elemental effects do more damage depending on the weather outside. Was actually interesting.
Which makes sense.
The weather outside is frightful.
Yes.
But the lightning is so delightful.
I seen the trailer where they're fighting Behemoth.
You're not getting hit by it.
And they cast Blizzard on Behemoth, and you actually get to see the frost actually on Behemoth's body. It's just little things like that that are interesting, you know. So if
Shane, what really matters is the fact that when you summon Rama, and
everything
explodes. Everything explodes. And the Behemoth gets cooked.
Yes, it got cooked. The summons in the game are what interests
larger
me.
Larger than life.
Oh my god, they are.
Fucking
you got this.
Now here's a question:
sage man who's
do
as
you,
tall as a goddamn skyscraper.
Do you worry
skyscraper?
About that? Do you worry about that? Yes, it's true. We already know it's gonna be a quick game. It's gonna be one of those action-oriented fighters, which I'm okay with. But here's a question. If they alter the summon system to be giant, larger-than-life, huge, ridiculous summons like what we saw with that Ruma, does that fit the line of Final Fantasy 77 summons that you know?
Well,
do you think they should
Rama
mess with that?
Rama was a huge motherfucker. I'm okay
well, Rama,
with that.
Rama was just a dude on a giant mountain.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Well, they'll probably end up, like, keeping true to most of it.
Because
remember the
Bahamas?
See the most, I was just about to go into that. The one that I want to see the most is Bahamut Zero.
As of right now, we're back on 7. My bad. For some reason, we were talking about giant summons. I was immediately going back to 15 because I've only seen 3 summons in 15.
I've only seen the one.
Titan, and I've seen Leviathan.
Yeah, technically I've only seen 2. I saw the Rama from when we were doing the original demo, and then I played the new demo, so I got to see a little floofy dog.
Oh, Carbuncle?
Yeah.
Fox?
Yeah, Carbuncle, yeah. So technically 4 if you want to get technical. You're right. I've seen all of them. I did get to see a Leviathan, and he looks like Leviathan. I mean, nothing. You can't really. He's always going to look the same. I mean, you can alter him a little bit, but it's still Leviathan. Titan looked pretty sweet, actually. But I don't know how many summons are actually going to be in 15. So I'm interested to see more before the game's release in a couple of months. I'm looking forward to the game coming out, because I get the awesome edition of the game.
Yeah, Shane gets the, I spent way too much fucking money on this version.
Yeah.
Here's hoping this game is good.
It's hoping it's good, because I got the Ultimate Collector's Edition, so I'm looking, if it's bad, then I'm going to beat my head up against a fucking wall.
I told you there's no way I could bring myself to do it, because they gave me Final Fantasy X-2, Final Fantasy XI, Final Fantasy XII, Final Fantasy XIII, Final Fantasy XIII, Final Fantasy XIII!
I can't, that's actually my favorite.
No. Get ready for it, because Final Fantasy XII is coming out on the PS4.
I know,
woo!
I'm looking forward to it.
Who's excited? About it?
I am.
Actually, wait. No, it's going to be the international version.
There's
so
not that
I might
much
give
different
it one more shot.
When it comes to the international version. There's not very much different about it. But that's not why I'm excited.
What are you excited about?
I'm excited to be able to put Final Fantasy XII on my shelf.
Don't you already have 12 on your shelf?
No, I don't have 12 on my shelf. He took it back.
Shame. I didn't take it back. I didn't take it back. I was borrowing it. You can have it back.
He's been borrowing it for a very long time now.
A couple months.
He even came over and asked me for the strategy guide before he borrowed it for a couple of months, in which, of those couple of months, he did play it for a day.
It's still a couple days.
And, Seth, I didn't lose the bet. I won the bet. I lost the...
That's kind of true, but still.
No, Bill actually lost the bet, which is why Shane had to give Bill the Final Fantasy XII.
So when it comes down to it, yes, I'm looking forward to it coming out. In truth, here's the thing.
Now, Bill,
I am in a way, honestly, without joking, looking forward to it for one major purpose. One, the redesign of the graphics might add just enough eye candy for me to give this thing another once over.
Okay.
There's something about it, like, okay, there are some PlayStation games and PlayStation 2 games I can go back to because the graphics seem timeless. And then there are ones that, for some reason, I can't. And for some reason, Final Fantasy XII is one of those games that just seems awkward to me. Like, it was right at that transition of trying to be the PlayStation 3... but it was never going to be the PlayStation 3. You get what I'm talking about? Like, they were trying really hard, and it looks good, but something about it seems forced. It's not like where it looks really good, like Metal Gear Solid 3 looks really good. It, like, looks good for its time, but it doesn't look good. I think 10 looked better. I honestly think Final Fantasy X looks better than 12.
I actually will agree with you.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree.
for some, the graphics of 12 were a little, after you played 10 on the PS2, and then you jump to 12 on the PS2, you know, you look at it, it's like something's
off. The art
off.
Style
something,
drastically changed.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I think it maybe the art style is what threw me off, why I thought 10 looked better, even though 12 is the newer game. But, I don't know, just...
And I hate to base my thoughts on graphics, but sometimes a little bit of eye candy can keep you interested in the game just a little longer.
You know what I would really love them to do with 12?
What?
Give it a full overhaul, make it look really nice, and erase two characters. Because you know what? The story doesn't change.
They're not going to do
you
it.
You get rid of Pinello and Vaughn, get rid of those two, suddenly the story's the same, just without two worthless characters.
You need them.
No.
I hate to say this, but I already seen the trailer of it, and Vaughn's in it.
Yeah, I did too.
I already
too.
Know. I just said it would be nice yeah. if they would.
They should make Bosch the main character. Because at least, if you would have erased those two and put him as the main character, it would have been a better game. Or, hell, you know.
Whatever the dude's brother is that you get to start
Wrecked?
Off as. Yeah.
Wrecked?
That
yeah.
dude would have been awesome because that dude was cool. And he did yeah. weird vest shirt thing and whine about how he wants to be a sky pirate. And when his brother's dead, what? He's going to go
I'm
be a sky pirate now.
You know who was a cool sky pirate?
Yeah, trust me, I know.
Who?
Sensor?
No, go ahead. Because I have no idea what you're about to say. I was just trying to be
remember
cool.
that. Remember the captain of the sky pirates in Tailspin?
Baloo.
Oh, yeah!
not Baloo, what's the name?
I don't remember the name, but yeah, I remember who you're talking to.
I'm hoping for you to remember his name, because I can't remember it.
No, but I don't think anybody here can remember it.
But he was filled with brain
no work, so yeah, I'm not
out. Was it like a Corsage or something like that?
Oh, man, I know you're real close. That sounded very, very right. I mean, it's not, but...
It sounded like Corsage or something like that. Carnage?
I don't know.
Hold on.
You know how long it's been since I've seen
it? It was like Don Carnage or something?
Yes. That's it. That's it.
Was that right?
Yep.
Yeah, he was awesome. He should be in Final Fantasy XII.
Replace Vaughn with him. And
then you could throw pineapples at him.
But to be honest with you guys, I'm actually kind of looking forward to playing it on the PS4. I want to see what they do. You know, I just want to see what they do with the graphics and everything else. And, you know, since I technically don't own a copy of Final Fantasy XII, I want to bet, so I need to get an upgraded version of the game. To possibly, if I don't like it, to possibly come play again.
I've never played
what
Final
I do.
Fantasy XII.
What's up?
I've never played Final Fantasy XII.
You've never played it?
Nope.
Oh, here's your
according
chance.
To certain people here, you're not missing much.
You're not.
I keep hearing.
I'm looking forward to
I've
it.
I've never played it, and I don't care.
For as ridiculous as it sounds, I'm interested just for the fact that it's coming back out. I'm hoping that maybe with just enough eye candy, I can give it more. I never made it out of the first town. So I never even gave it a chance. I've never given it a fair shot, ever. And I would like to say, at the very least, that I gave it a chance, and I know that I never have.
I got 20 hours into the game twice. And then I beat it once.
6 hours
and you know
the
what?
First time for me.
I can't remember anything past the first 20 hours. Because you want to know what a large chunk of those 20 hours were?
What?
Killing wolves.
Huh.
That's right, motherfuckers. Killing wolves.
Well, look, man. You gotta learn how to wear them hats.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. I had to learn how to wear a fucking hat.
Well, I'm okay. Here's the truth of it.
To be honest with you, I'm okay with running around getting killing things to get, you know, license points to wear stuff because I play 14 and I do a lot of monotonous shit in that.
Exactly. Holy shit. With the monotony.
If I can play 14 and do the same dungeon 4 or 5 times in a row just to farm stuff I need, I can kill a bunch of wolves to fucking put a hat on. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah,
it's
but
also
at least with 14,
the
you
universe.
You're a little bit more hands-on with it.
Yeah, it's but the true, universe they live
Final
in.
Final Fantasy 12 is Final Fantasy 11 light.
But the universe they live in, it was weird. It was like this weird government that kind of like dictated what you could do, when you could do. And
I'm not going to say that the story of 12 is any good.
I'm not even talking about the story. It takes place in the Final Fantasy Tactics universe.
Yes, it does.
And in
the Final
Fantasy Tactics universe, the judges, you have to be allowed to use certain things. Like, there's a weird system in place for that stuff.
The name of the world that they're in is Evilise. Just to let you know.
Right.
No shit.
Well, some people might not actually know that, Seth, so shut your fucking
mouth. Well, that's true, but I mean, he's talking like to us like we don't know shit. Because even in Tactics Advanced, even though you hate the fuck out of that game, Nick, it's still the same fucking area. They just changed it.
It's like, there was cool stuff, but I hate it for a reason.
I was about to say, you didn't like the fact that the humans couldn't become every single class. You had to become the different stuff like a Moogle and a Banga and a Varia
cool with the Moogle. Moogle was cool. I didn't like the fact that my Dragoon had to be a Banga. I didn't like they're a lizard. They're not a
dragon.
Well,
yes, they're a lizard, but what is a dragon?
It's a motherfucking dragon. If you went up to a dragon and said, hey, you big lizard, you know what's going to happen to you?
You're either going to get burnt, shot with lightning, or, you know.
Frozen, shocked with lightning, fucking turn into a puddle of goop because it shoots you in the face with highly corrosive acid that just melts you into nothingness.
It's funny that after I hear
or
you say
it fucking
that,
eats your ass.
I think to myself, for years everybody called Charmander a dragon, and he's a salamander.
Yeah.
Off as a salamander, but Charizard isn't. He's a dragon.
Charizard is a salamander. He has no dragon type. Ever.
Yes, he does.
Until they modified the game evolution to give him the EX, and then he's no longer a salamander because he actually grows an extra pair of wings and gets these tusks and flames come out of his nose.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Yep. That's the only
Mega Charizard's a dragon. Shut up.
The same thing if you walked up to a dragon
See,
and called
Savage
it a dragon.
Savage Reviews has got my back. Thank you, guy. Or girl. Whichever you may be, because I have no clue who the hell
is. That's actually Jeremy McDougal. I just did a crossover episode with him,
All
actually.
Right.
It'll be coming out soon.
Jeremy, thank you. You're a cool guy. See, Jeremy's got my back. Fucking some of Bahamut Zero on your asses. Call
Look.
That motherfucker a lizard.
Look, just
space nuke lizard.
Okay. It's kind of like going back to the old dinosaur thing. Like, as dinosaurs were evolving, they were lizards. Like, that's essentially their breed.
Well, like, now there's a lot of scientists that think they were birds.
Yeah, they're more reminiscent of birds than anything.
Yeah, they're more reminiscent of birds now that they've realized that a lot of them had feathers and shit, but even so,
well,
a lot of them dropped the feathers.
They also had the hollow bones.
Oh, yeah, there's that too.
That was one of the big pointers right there was the
smoky treat. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Go ahead, talk about me smoking. I don't give a fuck.
No, I was smoking.
Damn it, quit talking about smoking. I want to go smoke now. And I can't, because we're doing this. I don't get signal out in my garage.
Fuck, did I miss?
Shane. Swear to God.
Oh, shit. I'm about to bust out that Final Fantasy X laugh.
Yeah, no. Oh, God damn it.
But I agree. So much. I agree with him. Ghostbusters 2016 is God. I do agree with him. I do agree.
Shit, man.
You gonna throw in some Green Ranger Silver Streak too while you're at it?
Now that you beat me to it, I'm not gonna do it.
I was gonna say, I actually kinda like it because it looks kinda neat.
I'm curious about it.
That's just me personally.
I'm also gonna be honest real quick. The silver stripe on the Green Ranger helmet doesn't actually bother me at all. Nope. So.
It's like racing stripes. It makes him kick more ass.
I just don't care
really
one way or another.
But it makes you think it does.
but yeah.
The only thing that ever came from my mindset when that silver stripe appeared, the only thing that ever came to my mindset was that there was silver on the dragon sword. I thought it looked a little out of place, but I've noticed that while everybody complains about the stripe, I will say something that's strange to me. Nobody complained about the fact that the shield changed.
It became normal.
No, the shield's design on the front, it's different.
The diamond is
different. And nobody ever said a word. Ever. When the diamond changed, nobody batted an eye. But when a little bit of silver appeared on his helmet, a lot of people got mad. I always thought that was kind of strange.
At least it wasn't gold.
I think I would have been more into that. If it actually would have been gold, I think I would have been even more into that.
The Ban the Sun version is gold.
Oh yeah.
Well, the gold is heck. I would prefer the gold, to be honest. I think it would look neat.
I think I understand why they went with the silver though. It's probably more along the lines of trying to tie it into the Dragon Zord itself.
Because the Dragon Zord
has a shit ton of silver.
I was gonna say.
Well, the Dragon Zord has that silver horn thing that comes off the back of its head.
That too.
So I always assumed that's what they were going for. What's up, Matt uses knife?
Can I borrow the knife and start stabbing some people?
Dude, people have awesome names when they get in here, man. We've had almost a Jill sandwich tonight. Now we got
actually,
Matt uses
is that
knife.
Still here? I'm hoping that person is still here, because that'd be awesome.
I'm not sure, but he sure was awesome, dude. Some names
like,
are
why
win.
Why is there more people watching this? It's like, I would like to know that too, but your name is fucking epic as shit.
Dude, he really was, man. Best name. He might win best name of the night, Almost Jill Sandwich.
Yeah, Matt uses knife gets second. That Savage Reviews, on the other hand, it gets honorable mention. Gregory Smith, that one wins the worst.
Yeah, Gregory Smith wins the worst. He's going to watch
that. Stupid-ass name.
He's going to watch this in the morning. He's going to be like, fuck you guys.
He's going to be like, fuck you, Nick. I'll be like, ha, 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 bitch.
What does he care? He makes more money than all of us.
Okay.
Well,
I guess that's kind of true.
Everyone here makes more money than I do.
And he also spends more than all of us.
That's true.
Yeah.
Greg does drop a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Penny here.
So what happens when you have one of them family things.
What's a family?
Matt uses
I don't know.
Matt uses knife.
God damn it.
If you have a topic, please throw in the last topic of the night to end the episode. What do you got, Matt?
And now
I gotta give it like 15 seconds because we're on like a 15 second delay.
Yep.
Well, that, and you also have to factor in if they're on a PS4 then and they don't have a keyboard, it's gonna take like a million years.
That's nice.
Do what?
I didn't get my opinions in about E3, Final Fantasy VII Remake, so, you know what? Okay, fine.
So say him, guy.
Speak up, dude.
I don't know.
You got time.
So. Oh, that's assuming I get it out.
So why don't you?
Because he hasn't learned to talk over everybody else.
Well, especially while everyone else is talking.
That's why you just start talking and just everybody either shuts the fuck up or you just keep talking.
Well, to be honest, Scott, it took me a while to do it myself, and sometimes I still don't do it.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's nothing negative on them, but talking over Seth and Bill and Nick, since they are the loudest guys, it is difficult.
Loudest, bitch, please. I am the loudest. Seth is my
favorite. Even though you were sitting right next to a microphone, and you couldn't fucking say shit once fucking Shane was sitting there like, I watch porno for the storyline. What are you talking about?
Those are interesting stories, dude.
As far as E3, I'm going to be busy trying to cover it, especially with action video game talk. I got to cover it Sunday and Monday. Just about all day.
Now, when does it
start? Other than when we stop to watch the pay-per-views.
No, there's none that weekend.
Oh, yeah, right, the E3 weekend. No, you're right. Because I'm thinking of this weekend.
So no wrestling during E3?
Hold on, I'm looking it up right now.
Alright. It's going to be, the E3 is this Sunday and Monday. The next WWE pay-per-view is the following Sunday.
Oh.
I could have sworn that you were saying some shit about how, what is it? It's this weekend because they have NXT it happened tonight.
Yeah, it did.
And then, what is it? Then I thought Money in the Bank was Sunday, too.
No, Money in the Bank will be next Sunday. And I know that this Saturday we should be getting together to record for some of the Sentai.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
Unfortunately will not be there because I have to open now.
Yeah, aww.
Real question is what Sentais are getting done. Like, what's the next robot to cover?
Actually, let me check as I think.
Fuck.
I got them right
that
here.
That is a good question, actually.
Are we on 88?
Ooh.
Oh,
actually,
shit.
I think we are.
Yeah, 88 live men.
Live man, huh?
It actually looks like some of E3 has already kind of started. And it's going all the way through the 15th. Yeah, it started yesterday.
A lot of trailers have been dropping already. That's the problem.
Yep. But, the big press conferences and live streaming starts on Sunday, but the actual E3 event does not start until Tuesday.
And Nintendo's, whenever they're doing theirs.
Nintendo looks like it's slated to start at 9 a.m. on Tuesday.
Oh! Ouch. A Tuesday,
well,
huh?
That's also Pacific. You
should have known that was coming.
Hopefully it's not next Tuesday.
It is next Tuesday.
Oh, shit!
No, Bill, it arrived the previous Tuesday.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we already missed it. Yeah. Well, no, right now it's set up where, like, the conference times, Square Enix, with their Deus Ex stuff, started at, our time, it was 10:30 a.m. yesterday.
Oh, that's probably why I couldn't sleep then.
And then
my head was like video games.
Which is weird because there's nothing even slated for Friday, but they have Friday listed in here, so whatever.
Well,
but
you'll be dropping all of the information as each stream goes up and everything. You'll be probably putting that on the group page, won't you? At least last year you did.
Yeah, I'll try to be posting any major things that, as they're happening.
Because I remember last year you posted as each stream went up, you posted on the group page so that, because we were at work and we were actually, in a way, we were relying on you because you would post that a stream had started and then we could just start the stream while we were at work.
Yeah, I kept posting updates as to what was announced and stuff, and then for this year I might be doing the same thing, but I'm also planning on trying to audio record for Action Video Game Talk after each press conference.
Okay.
Hoping to.
Hold on a sec.
So, Scott, what are you actually looking forward to?
With E3, there's like a few things I am looking forward to, like some more stuff about No Man's Sky, at least some more info with the 7 remake.
Quick question. When does No Man's... Doesn't it come out this month?
It's
no,
August now.
It got pushed back to August.
Some bitch.
I was going to say, it'd be weird for it to come out this month and then it be showcased at E3. Like, that seems like it's a little too soon.
Yeah.
Well,
it wouldn't be the first time that something like that's happened.
That's kind of true.
What else are you looking forward to, Scott?
Well, I know that there's these talks, rumors of this Skyrim remake.
Yeah.
Or remastering.
I want to say, didn't you find, like, almost guaranteed evidence about that? Like a site where you can already get a pre-order or some shit?
Yeah, some UK website or something, and it's like, I'm hoping either a trailer drops at the Bethesda E3 or maybe before.
Now, well, considering the fact that the UK is already getting pre-orders, it'll probably be before.
Now, this is
just going to talk the American version.
This is just like that other thing that we've talked about before. This is one of those games that it's not even old yet, and it has a remastery.
Skyrim's actually one of those games that I actually want a remastery for because it'll give me the ability to play it again on my PS4.
November, Skyrim.
Because I had a lot of fun with Skyrim.
Skyrim will be out 5 years this November.
I'm still kind of hit and miss about it.
It's last gen. It's Gen 7. That's one of those things. Like when something only one gen ago gets remade that quick, it's massive double. It's like it's humongous double dipping. It's like the Tomb Raider thing, but it's weird because sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it's not. And like you said with the Batman, and it's a real hypocrisy thing. But like I'm looking forward to the Batman, but I think that's because it's a collection. It's both the Batmans on one disc remastered. And
there
it will.
Go, Bill.
And then what it does is it allows me to play all of it on the PS4.
Well, you're going to have the ability to play all of Skyrim on PS4 as well.
But I can already play all of Skyrim on the PS3.
Yeah.
There's not Skyrim and then Skyrim 2 on the PS4, so that separates the two games, and whenever I want to play, like that's the difference. With Batman, I have to go plug in my PS3 or my Xbox 360
actually,
and play the first two games, and then lead myself in to the PlayStation 4, but now I don't have to do that. I can sit down on one console and play the entire legacy. But there's something different that feels funny about it with, like, Tomb Raider, where it wasn't even like a year old, and they were like, hey, buy it again.
Yeah, it wasn't even, actually, it was over a year old. It was almost, it was actually going on 2 years before it came out on PS4.
Guru says, what about the first Dead Rising is getting a remastery. Now, here's the thing, though. With that, I'm looking forward...
four-player co-op?
That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm fine with it when they add something like that. And if Skyrim adds, like, all of the DLC and makes it look better, and maybe this time it can actually work on the PlayStation, I'd be really into that.
Now, yeah, I was about to say, that's where my hit and miss comes in, is the fact that on the PS3... it would lag like a son of a bitch, and maybe even like fuck up like most Bethesda games do if you've played it for too long.
If I went up to the icy area,
on my 360, I was like, "Woo, all day, bitch!"
If I went to the snow area and it actually started snowing, my game would freeze. I couldn't even play Skyrim, and it really pissed me off. So this is what I mean. It's a hypocrisy thing. I'm looking forward to a remake of Skyrim. I believe it's justified. But then there are weird situations where I'm like, why are they even doing that?
I have a question. The first Dead Rising game that Guru's talking about, wasn't that only on the 360?
Yeah, it was only 360. And this rumor that's been going around is for Dead Rising 4.
Now, if they're doing a remaster
of
Dead Rising...
Now, wait, you said Dead Rising 4? I actually didn't know there was a 3.
Yeah, Dead Rising... Well, it's because it's an Xbox One exclusive. Yeah.
Oh, so it passed me up because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
My question would be...
You know, we got the superior system, so...
My question is, if the remaster of the first Dead Rising does come, or if it's not a rumor, is it going to be Xbox One only, I assume?
Possibly.
The things that I heard is that it could be released on PS4 and Xbox One, but considering the original source of this is because of it being possibly a four-player co-op, this might be why they're thrown on Dead Rising 4. The rumored leak showed like the West guy from the original in
Frank West.
I guess the same city, just in a different spot, but talking about how he's might have like a mall level that he can go back to.
Hey, he's covered wars, you know.
God damn it, man.
They are calling it Dead Rising 4, but it is a remaster of the first.
It's a four-player Dead Rising. Yeah, he just said, yeah, that's cool.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
calling it four because they technically...
I'm into that like a motherfucker,
down,
dude.
Though.
I'm into that like a motherfucker. If they actually actually do something like that, like Dead Rising with four people, dude, I play the shit out of that.
Now, if it does come to PS4, that would be cool. But if it's an Xbox One exclusive, then it would no longer be cool.
Why? Don't you have that's right.
Nobody has an Xbox One.
I would actually bite the bullet finally and buy an Xbox One. I would actually do that. That way we could all sit down and play some Dead Rising 4.
Who's we all? I ain't buying an Xbox One unless you're buying it for me.
I'm assuming you could probably
do it. Dude, like I said, my bank account just somehow magically got drained. I ain't got money for no Xbox.
Okay, to be fair, I could buy another Xbox.
What if it's split screen?
That's not the point.
Well, split screen, all right. But do you really think that they're going to do like couch co-op?
I would be dumbfounded. That's pretty much
strictly Nintendo.
Yeah,
Nintendo still does it.
Well, Nintendo does, but at the same time,
they consider themselves a family console.
That's
they want you to sit in the same room and live.
Bill,
yeah,
completely off topic.
Yeah,
I forgot how pretty Fire 3 looks in this game.
Oh.
Anyway, but no, like my point, like it's one of those things where it's really weird to see like couch co-op online, because it's either you get couch co-op with no online or you get online only.
Right, they don't do
like,
both.
It's very weird anymore to see a game where like if I were to go over to Bill's and Bill were to be in like the middle of playing like One Piece, I could sit down and like play One Piece with him using his characters that he's grinded the fuck out of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas when I'm sitting playing my copy, we could play it online. But I very seriously doubt that if Scott went over to, like, Bill's, and he was like, yeah, I'll two-player with you. And he's like, well, but I'm going to, you know, get online with Seth, and we're going to do one of these streams. I very seriously doubt that it'd be like, oh, well, Bill can play, and Seth can play, and Scott can play, and we'll count Scott as the third player. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying it's impossible. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but if they do have co-op, and it's co-op local, I'll bet you it's one of those situations where it's two-player local, four-player online. I've seen that a lot.
True.
That I could see happening. But, like, the old-style four screens, fucking Twisted Metal type of four-player, I think that's a dead breed.
Some Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. That's another thing I've been waiting for, but I already know it's never going to come out because Valve can't count the three.
What? Oh, a third Left 4 Dead?
I'm sorry, I'm still waiting on Half-Life 3, I'm waiting on Portal 3, and I'm waiting on, you know, Left 4 Dead 3. Valve can't count to 3. Damn it, Gabe Newell. You keep taking all of my money during the summer sale and the winter sale with Humble Bundle, but you can't give me a third game in a series.
Now you know the reason why the fans went out of their way to mod games. They were like, hey, this is a fun game. I can't wait for the sequel. Yeah, you're right. I can't wait for the sequel. I'm going to make my own game out of this game.
Now, just because of this, the next
mods,
games are going to be fucking prequels.
Probably. But, actually, I would love Portal 3 to be a prequel. I would love that to be a prequel. That's okay. Half-Life was in episodes, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm completely okay with both of those.
And that got fucking irritating, too. They were like,
dead.
Oh, here's episode
Each
one
of the
and
campaigns
episode two.
Are episodes. So I'm completely okay with them doing it because they have it down to a science where it actually works well. But no, speaking of mods, Seth, you got Fallout 4, right?
Yep.
You looking forward to being able to play with mods on our PS4s here next month?
I wouldn't mind it. Like, that's kind of the only reason why, like I said, I'm hit and miss with Skyrim. Because, like I said, on the PS3, if you played Skyrim, it could fuck up, even though it looks fan-fucking-tastic. But macho dragons in Skyrim, fuck yeah, sign me up.
So,
I'm looking forward to people putting that onto the PS4 if it is Skyrim that is coming out on the PS4, because I will totally put Macho Dragons in there, and then I will put the Cloud Buster Sword in there, and I will have glorious times. But I'm looking forward to Fallout 4
being able
to do, like, all these cool stuff with my character, finally.
Before we close this one out, you got anything else, Scott?
Just the Final Fantasy VII stuff. It's like, I'm probably just going to either get a season pass so I don't have to buy episode by episode by episode.
Are they doing that? Are they going to? That seems to be the best way to do it. That's legitimate, definitely.
Or wait for them to release a retail full copy.
I'd be surprised. Not that I'd be surprised about the retail, but I think, I mean, if these games are anything like I'm expecting, you would have, like, a three-disc game.
Three parts, three discs, three episodes?
I really do. I'm thinking each one of these episodes...
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I think each one of these episodes is going to be huge. I think people have underestimated just how big this is going to be. Because, look, graphics take the most space on the disc. And these games are going to look fucking ridiculous. On top of that,
not only to mention that, you got the soundtracks, and then you have to put in all the voice clips.
Yep.
Every single character, and I don't know if anyone's looked at voice clip sizes lately. I know Bill has. Possibly.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you've actually looked at the size of the video or the voice files that we do from time to time.
I have to.
Huge.
So, But yeah.
Yeah, well, all I know is in 12 days I'm going to be playing this here awesome game.
What game?
JoJo?
Oh, I pre-ordered. No, last night I pre-ordered Mighty Number 9.
Oh, yeah. No,
wait,
just
is there
wait.
A demo
just, no.
for that?
Just wait.
A demo, no, but if you pre-order it, you get a static theme for your PlayStation, which I was like, eh, I don't give a fuck.
Give
I just want
a,
the damn game.
Speaking of themes, tomorrow after I pay my next bill and I see what kind of money I have left, if I can get a $10 card, it's motherfucking Mighty Morphin Power Rangers dynamic PlayStation 4 theme all goddamn day in this bitch.
I'm still
nice.
Using the one that I got from buying FF7.
Dude, it's
That's,
sick
I'm
as
still,
shit.
Same here.
I'm still using the one that I bought for football season.
Star Trek.
The one that'll piss off Shane.
Dude, I finally got a chance to show Shane just how extreme that Star Trek one is.
I agree.
Oh, your dynamic one?
Dude,
yeah,
that
is
sick as shit.
I agree with Bill. The Final Fantasy VII one that we all got is cool. Don't get me wrong, it's cool. But that Star Trek one does so much more. It warps. It goes to like six different planets.
It goes around moons. It actually enters like a space warp where the ship starts to turn orange. It has like 16 different camera angles that circle the ships in different directions.
You know what would make that theme even cooler is if after it's gone through the different planets and shit, all of a sudden it cut to the inside of the ship, and somebody's getting bitched. Like this,
dude,
just a random red shirt getting slapped around.
I tell you that I seen that dynamic theme for Power Rangers though. That's pretty damn good. It's got all this lightning and shit going on in the background, and there's music.
I have one issue.
And all the Rangers are kind of moving, and the white and green are both in the picture, which is kind of weird because it makes them a 7-man team. What's up?
Go ahead.
My issue is the music.
Really?
That's because licensing.
Yeah, they couldn't get the Power Rangers theme song.
I'm happy. I'm ecstatic they couldn't get that song. 100%. Fuck Saban. What they did to that guy is dog shit. They fucked him royally, and they deserve to have half-wit products.
You mean kind of like how one of our themes is kind of like a knockoff Power Rangers?
Dude, what they did to him is dog shit. Look it up. Look at how they got him to make these fucking songs. If you listen to the soundtrack of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, about halfway through, you'll start running into these songs where he's talking about the song Fight has nothing to do with fighting. It's about getting dogged by the company he was working for. They offered him the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, and then when Fox started asking questions about, hey, who's doing all that great music, they immediately blackballed his ass. Saban was like, oh, they said they didn't want you. Sorry, you just don't have the experience. And he was told that he's not allowed to talk to the executives, that they'll fire him, that they don't need him messing up their good fucking relations, that he could say the wrong thing and this and that, and they barred him from communication with other directors and other studios so that they could make sure that they could keep him writing for them. They wouldn't let him communicate or outbranch, and they paid him like he was a fucking dog. He got paid McDonald's drive-thru wages for the work he did.
Huh.
They fucked him.
I do have some good news, though.
This theme looks bad as fuck, because I'm watching the preview for it right now.
No,
but the theme, I will say this about what Scott said. The theme would be even better if it had that song, but I'm fine with the fact that they didn't get it.
I got the Star Trek Online downloaded, and I'm looking at it right now. If you were wondering, Bill.
I'll be more wondering tomorrow when you come into work after staying up till 8 in the morning, and then you can tell me about it.
Because I figure if you, same boat,
if you start playing
3 o'clock in the morning and I still got to throw my laundry from the washer into the
dryer. If you start playing it and it actually turns into a good game, you'll probably go to sleep at like 9 in the morning or some shit.
Oh, actually, speaking of games, and because we're on the Star topic, something you might be interested in, Bill. New Star Ocean game coming out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's coming out. Actually, it's coming out this month.
I wouldn't be against that.
It's on the 28th. It's taking place between the second and third games.
Huh.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
So when are they gonna?
It sounds
when are
fucking
they gonna,
pimp.
When are they gonna HD remaster that there till the end of time?
I don't know, but I would love to.
Damn right.
I fucking loved that game.
See? I'm tired of all this Gen 7 shit. How about we fall a little further back and get some games that need some remasteries?
Agreed.
Yeah,
like,
give me
a good one to play till the end of time. Honestly, I would love a revamp of Star Ocean 2. And not that PSP bullshit that they gave me. I want, like, cool revamp 2.
I'd like to see... It's kind of an offbeat game.
One revamped.
It's kind of an offbeat game, but I'd like to see them for the Xbox or the PlayStation, because it came out on both. Well, it's weird. The first game, I need to see these games put together. The first game was on Xbox. The second game was on PlayStation 2. So you can't play the lineage in one set. Has anybody ever played Crimson Sea?
I played Crimson Skies.
No, Crimson Sea. Crimson Sea is awesome.
Oh, yeah, Legend of Dragoon remake would be great, too.
I'd be into that.
I'd be all up for that.
Well, no, I'd be into a remastery, not a remake.
Okay, Crimson Sea.
Because a remake would just be the Legend of Dragoon guys in, like, Devil May Cry or some shit. That's what they do.
I've seen this game.
Yeah. But
I actually played it for the original Xbox.
You can only play part 1 on the Xbox, and you can only play part 2 on the PS2. So there needs to be a remastery. They need to rescale that game, put them both on one disc.
Put parts together.
Yep. So you can actually play through the whole game.
Well, you know what they need to do is they need to get off their asses, and they need to get Nobuo Uematsu and fucking Akira Toriyama together again. So that way then they can make an actual Chrono Trigger 2. Because, fuck Chrono Cross. I tried playing that shit once,
damn,
and, not for me.
He said,
but Chrono Trigger.
You know what would have been nice? Is if, Square Enix hadn't got their fucking, you know, lawyers up in a goddamn pissy fit with their panties all tangled up and went, That fan-made sequel that you guys are working on? Yeah, fuck that.
I've played it.
Yeah, I did too. I really wish it would have been finished. I really do. Because it was pretty cool. But alas, we shall never have it.
Got anything else, Scott?
I don't even think you can find it.
Nope.
No? You're issued out
for now.
Anybody else got a
well,
final?
That sucks that Danny jumped in and now he's finna get cut off.
What?
An old buddy of ours from the yarding days.
I see.
Ooh. I said Jack just wanted a drink.
Ooh.
This is... Bill's going to like this part.
What?
You get to name your own ship.
So
oh, yeah,
he can have the SS My Nuts.
The thing...
No, he can have
because you know Bill's
going to
do that.
What?
He's going to have the USS My Nuts.
Well,
no, Shane's going to have the USS tug
for
my
as,
rug.
For as much as I am a joker, man, there's
Bill's gonna
I don't think I'm gonna joke much when it comes to me finally getting to be in the Star Trek game, I'll tell you that. I'm pretty hardcore about my Star Trek.
You know what would be awesome is if we could actually get the Star Trek art, like the forum thing that we were doing for your book, if we could actually get that to work on there.
See, but this is exactly what I was talking about. What he just said worries me, because it means that everybody gets their own ship. I was hoping that we could actually build a crew, like all of us, and focus on different jobs and be on a ship. That's what I was hoping was going to happen, but it sounds like everybody gets their own constitutions and everybody gets their own, you know.
Well, the really good ships, you have to go through a retarded amount of stuff.
Yeah, but everybody still gets their own.
Or you have to
It's still going to be my galaxy and your galaxy, not me and you on the galaxy together. Something
well,
about
of course
that
not,
seems
because
very.
Because we wouldn't be on the galaxy.
Something about that seems very not MMO to me. But we'll see. I can't make too many judgments.
You know what would be funny is if they turned it into, like, Star Trek Oregon Trail. So that means Nick can stock up on dilithium, and I can stock up on medical, and Bill can stock up on fucking actual crew members that know what the
fuck they're
doing.
Shane can sit down on the dilithium and break it all.
Yeah. But that's what I mean, like, we could just travel together and be like, fuck, I'm out of dilithium. Nick could be like, don't you worry, I got you covered, motherfucker. Here you go.
Let's see how this game plays.
Holy fucking shit.
All right, people.
Do you want to know how much the DLC for this game is, Bill?
Which game?
For fucking Star Trek Online. Do you want to know how much it would cost you to get all the DLC for this game?
$150.
No.
Really?
$349.96, buddy. You too can have all the download content for this free-to-play game now.
I'd heard something about what we're about to get has an awful lot of stuff in it, though. The one that's about to come out for it.
Well, that'd be good.
The one that's about to launch for the PS4 and the Xbox is supposed to be a very complete edition. Like, we were reading about it today. It's going to come with an awful lot of stuff.
Oh, God. I'm wondering if they're going to do the same thing that DCU did then.
Of course. Once games go
free. The membership thing.
Once games go free, they all do that. Once games go free, they all do that because they need a way to make money. So they offer the game for free, just like if you. With a cigarette company, you need to offer all the little kids cigarettes. And then when they come back, you need to be like, no, these cost money, motherfucker.
So you mean kind of like how drug dealers do it? Here, the first bit's free, and then after that,
it's the same
you best
business.
Start sucking dick for your
it's
coke
the
habit.
Same. It's the same business. These games need you hooked. MMOs all work on a very strict foundation. There's just enough to do that you'll be doing it forever, and if you want to pay this little bit of money once the game goes free, we'll make it a little easier to do. Not that you can't do it with the free version, because with DCU, as long as you're willing to put in a hell of a lot more time than me, you can still do everything I do with the free version. It's just going to be a lot more difficult for you.
You also can't have the 50 characters that you have.
Right.
Because the free gives you two.
Do any of the special expansion stuff that you do.
Like what? Because all you gotta do is the instances.
Yeah, but a lot of the episodes and stuff are locked out.
They're locked out because of your level. You have to go by tier.
Yeah.
Your armor creates a tier, you build your armor, as your armor goes up, you unlock the tiers.
Yeah, he's kind of right about that.
You could have played with us, you just didn't have the patience to unlock the tiers. because
that
the armor
really just didn't care for the game. That
the
much.
Armor works in a really strange way, because the armor is like you have to get everything level 42 across the board, and then you could start working on the 52, and then the 57, and then the 62s. Like you can't put on the level 45 helmet and the 52 gloves and things like that, because after a while it's going to reach an area where you can't equip stuff because you need to get rid of your low stuff so that you can move up in the tier.
Yeah.
But regardless, I think we're done. I think this podcast is done.
Oh, see, there we go. Gaming Guru, all 8-player raids are locked if you don't have membership.
Oh, so you couldn't have done the 8-player raid.
Holy shit.
That means the War of Light could have split up into 4-player groups.
Yeah, but as it stands right now, I've yet to even do the War of Light.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, that was something that kind of interested me, but unless I paid for it or bought that specific expansion, I
so you put $10 down one time. You play Final Fantasy 14, it costs more than that. So
yeah, but I actually enjoy 14.
Right, but that's what I mean. So the argument is kind of unsound, though. Like, you just didn't like the game, and that's fine. That's a legitimate argument, but it's unlegitimate to say.
I did sink a crap ton of time into it too. So this time, I actually have a reason to hate it, other than, you know, poor ass PC controls.
Right.
Which, you know, playing an Acrobat on PC was fucking terrible.
It was the best. All right, we're done with this one. We're done. This has been our episode.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.